from the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto.
One, two,
ladies and gentlemen.
Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
Thank
you, Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
Amazing! Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Hi there, this is Roz and Mocha.
Hey, Mocha, how are you?
Good, man. Who's this?
It's Earl.
Earl, how you doing, man?
Good.
Can I just say one thing about your name, sir?
Yep.
Every time I hear the name Earl, it just reminds me of once when I had to voice an adult commercial and the name Earl was in it, and I had to go, Earl.
What adult commercial did you have to voice?
It was for an adult movie.
For an adult movie?
What?
Where were you voicing?
I was the voice of an adult channel for a while.
Really?
Excuse me?
Like a cable channel?
Yeah, called Hard.
Hard. Okay. Hold on a second.
Oh, God. Earl,
Earl, hang on one sec, bro. Okay. Well,
I had to voice things like Cookies and Cream coming up next on Hard.
Okay. Okay, it's so gross.
Okay. Wait, that channel doesn't exist so anymore, right?
It does not. I lost that gig.
No. Okay, so this was a cable. Was it like a pay-per-view kind of thing?
Was it
a subscription that then you just got access to it?
It was a subscription.
Okay, yeah. And this was on everybody's cable package that we just didn't know?
That's right. It was owned by OutTV. Yeah.
By OutTV. Okay, it was called Hard. And how long did you do the voiceovers for it?
For 3 years.
Did you make money on it?
Yeah.
Or did you do it for fun?
No, I made money on
you
that.
You made money. What did it pay?
I made, what was it, it was a retainer, so every 3 weeks, every month I got like $1,500.
Right. Wow. Yeah. Jeez. Does Canada Revenue know about that?
No, they don't.
Oh. Okay.
They do now. So when you would, once a month, you would have to go to, like, where? Like the Hard office or something?
OutTV, yeah.
Oh, you go to OutTV, okay.
And you sit in the voice booth and they hand you scripts and be like...
And so how many scripts would you read in a session?
Oh, tons of pages for like promos of like Cookies and Cream and Earl and Jack.
Okay, well, Earl and Jack. Hey.
Yo, Earl, you got a friend named Jack?
I got a dog named Jack.
Oh. That's a different channel, bro.
Okay, so when you were the voiceover guy for Hard TV, in what circumstance did the names like Earl come up?
Exactly like that. When Earl meets Jack outside the grocery store, all hell breaks loose. Find out
all
next.
Oh, hell breaks loose. What kind of movies are these, man?
Find out what happens when Earl.
Oh, stop.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Let me read you this headline here. Mm. Quote, guys are getting menjections to look more like Channing Tatum.
What?
More and more men are reportedly getting lip injections so they can have the, quote, macho mouth that heartthrobs like Brad Pitt and Channing Tatum have. Dr. Ryan Merckx told Page Six that he gives men a more prominent lower lip for a pout that makes the ladies swoon. Quote, the lower lip in men has just become a symbol of pride and power even, he declares. The macho. There's nothing macho about anything I just read.
Botox then? Guys are getting Botox?
It's like I guess they get like a lip injection.
Because the lip is the most important part of your face, in my opinion.
So the bottom lip is what they're saying, I guess. Right, Maury?
Lips to me are the pinnacle of the man's face. Like, right. I love a good lip. And I've often been complimented on mine.
Yeah,
I was just about to say, you have like zero lips.
Are you kidding me? I've gotten many compliments on my lips.
Your face, it goes nose and then chin.
Matthew rubs my lips.
I just think that when you're talking about something masculine, using a term like menjections and also, quote, macho mouth is just about the least masculine way of saying that.
That sounds weird.
Like, I think that if your business is churning out lip plumps, Is that what you call it? Like a lip plump?
I don't know. I guess.
I don't know what you call it. But if that's your game where you're trying to make a buck injecting men's lips, don't use the term menjections or macho mouth.
Yeah, that's weird.
Macho mouth just sounds weird.
That's very weird.
Weird. I mean, more, you do not have macho mouth.
And I may not have macho mouth, but I have nice mouth.
No, you do not have nice. I don't know. I don't know, man. Maybe just try not to dive too hard into that lane of complimenting yourself too much more.
I remind you that I won best butt at Woody's 1 year.
Right. See, this is why I didn't want to have this conversation, because I don't want to be reminded of that.
Happy to prove it.
Okay, go.
Okay, go.
Well, who's going to judge?
I will.
Okay. For real?
Yeah.
Well, you're the one that said it. Okay. Big shot.
Okay. Go for it.
Okay.
Lift up your shirt.
Yo, let me see. Yo, do you shave your butt? No, why is it so smooth?
It's naturally smooth.
Also, it's very small.
It's very small. For somebody with big legs, it's very small.
You have like a baby butt.
Yeah.
Like,
I've heard that so many times.
You really do. Like, you know, baby butt cheeks are like, they're disproportionately small to the giant thighs that they have. Yeah, Maury has baby bum cheeks.
You
really interesting, God. And not one hair.
Not one.
That's why I won
so
best
weird.
Butt.
Yeah, now I see it actually.
Congratulations, Maury.
Here we go. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Oh, hey, you guys want to play 5 and 7?
This is 5 and 7.
All right, very simple. Good morning, Dammit Maury.
Good morning,
Dammit Maury. I will ask you to name 5 things. You have 7 seconds to name those 5 things. Very simple game. Mocha, you will be the official judge and timekeeper. Maury, are you ready?
Yes.
Maury, name 5 animals without tails.
5 animals. A fish. Without tail. What has a tail? It's like it's the biggest tail.
Loser.
Some would say fish are only tail. It's really just a tail with eyes.
That is true.
Would have given you frog, chimp, gorilla, octopus. Would have given
no,
you octopus.
I know. I don't know why. I
Okay. Okay, Maury. Moving on.
I know why, because you don't know anything.
Okay, moving on. Maury, name 5 words that start with PH.
Fish. PH. PH.
Loser.
Repeating PH doesn't count.
Okay. Would have given you phone.
Phone.
Photo.
Yeah.
Phase. Mm-hmm. Would have even given you Phil.
I went with fish.
Okay. Maury, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Name five words that rhyme with crazy.
Crazy. Lazy. Crazy. Lazy. Daisy. Sadie.
Loser.
Sadie is my okay. Niece's daughter.
Would have given you hazy, lazy, Daisy. I would have even given you gravy or Swayze.
Patrick, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Maury, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, we all just missed the fact that Maury said Sadie is your niece's daughter?
Oh, Sadie's my sister's daughter.
Okay.
There's a lot about the Sherman family we don't know.
There's a lot, man. Every day you name somebody new. Some new cousin that's not really family.
Yeah.
Maury, mm-hmm. Name 5 things you pull.
Weeds. Pull the truth. Pull. I pull rope. I pull.
Loser.
Okay. Would have given you weeds and rope. I don't know about the truth.
You pulled the truth.
You can pull a fast one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You can pull a door, a rope. You can pull hair.
Mm-hmm.
Maury. You can pull a muscle.
Yes.
Even. Okay, last one.
Okay.
Maury, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Maury, name the 5 letters of the alphabet right before you.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U.
Loser.
Okay, he said the 5 letters
I know,
before.
I was trying to get
not
to you.
Okay.
No, but I was trying to get to you and then go backwards.
Okay, name only the 5. Okay, so what? Name only the 5 letters, Maury, before you.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U. Q, R, S, T. is four.
Even with all that time, you gave you extra time.
But the problem is that now that I know four, I have to do it again to see which the one I missed.
And that's how you play 5 and 7.
Here we go. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So when I say, what is the greatest boy band song of all time? Your answer is what? Go.
Backstreet Boys, I want it that way.
Okay. So if we, they put together, I think it was Billboard, put together the 100 greatest boy band songs of all time. And I know what 100? You're saying. And I know what you're saying. There isn't 100.
Well, okay. Are they considering, like, how far back are they going? What's the timeline?
So here, before we get into the top 10, let me give you number 100 right now, which you have. Oh. It'll put some perspective into what they had to start qualifying as a boy band in order to fill out the 100 spots.
All right, you chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
At 100 on the list.
Very wide spectrum.
100 on the list. Okay, the Chipmunks classify as a boy band. Okay? So I just need you to understand the sort of spectrum of where they went with this.
Like, would the California Raisins be in there? Are they on the list?
They might be. I haven't seen them on the list yet.
Would the Beatles
songs.
Be on the list?
No. Yes, they are, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, okay. The Beatles are considered
a
boy band.
So very, very wide spectrum.
I don't necessarily consider the Beatles to be a boy band, though. That's my thing. No, to me, historically, boy bands were the acts that, for the most part, their live shows were based around dancing as opposed to playing instruments. The Beatles were just a band. If the Beatles classify as a boy band, then Bon Jovi should be classified as a boy band. And they're not.
Right.
They're just a band. Okay, so here at number 10 of the 100 greatest boy band songs of all time. Right?
Mbop.
Mbop by Hanson.
Okay, agreed.
And I don't even know this song at number 9. I have no idea. I never heard this band before in my life.
Okay, hold on. Don't say anything.
Okay, yeah.
If I am so alone,
hold on.
And there's nothing in this world I can do.
I think the song was
Until You're Back Here, Baby.
I think this was on an episode of The Hills. So I've heard.
Really?
I don't know.
This is a song called Back Here by B.B. Mac.
Oh, yeah, B.B. Mac. I remember them.
Are you trolling right
now?
No,
I swear.
For real?
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah, I know who B.B. Mac
okay.
are. Yeah.
At number 8?
Yeah.
Step by Step. Of course. New Kids on the Block.
I was wondering when New Kids were going to get it.
Yeah. All right.
Some love on this list.
And number 7.
Hey, please let it be another New Kids. Please let it be another New Kids.
The 6 o'clock alarm.
This is a Daydream Believer by the Monkees. Your mother would know this.
Your mother would know this.
Your mom's dancing in the kitchen right now.
Your mom's dancing in the kitchen.
Your mom's dancing in the kitchen without anything on.
Well, you gotta go there.
You escalated it, bro.
Man,
you escalated. Okay, at number 6,
I was talking about my mom.
The greatest
song is an angel.
Greatest boy bands of all time.
Buddy, New Edition.
Yes, you're right. You're really great at this. This is
Can't You Stand the Rain?
Yeah.
Listen, man.
Well, okay, I know you know. At number 5.
Wait,
oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Sunny day.
Oh, what a great song.
Can you stand the rain?
The 100 greatest boy band songs of all time at number 5.
I am down on my knees.
Backstreet.
I can't take it anymore. It's tearing up my heart when I'm with you.
All right.
All right. Now we're getting into it.
All right. At number 4 of the 100 greatest boy band songs of all time.
Wow, 1D.
1D.
Wait, so we haven't heard from... Who haven't we heard from? NSYNC.
Yeah, NSYNC, Tearing Up My Heart.
Oh, yeah, NSYNC, Tearing Up My Heart.
Okay, now we get in the top 3 here. Okay. Very crucial positions.
Okay. So it has to be either another NSYNC song, it has to be another Backstreet Boys song.
Right.
or it has to be another New Kid song.
Okay.
Okay? Those yep. are, it has to be.
Yep. And I say that
something. Beatles. Okay, what?
That's the Beatles. Ugh. The Beatles.
I
wanna hold your
hand. I wanna hold your
I don't agree with putting the Beatles on a list of boy bands.
Also, your mom's dancing naked in the kitchen to this song.
Shut up. I shouldn't have said your mom was dancing naked in the kitchen. Your mom was fully in a robe in the dancing in the kitchen, but only the top part peeked open a little bit for one quick second.
What, can we get to the top two songs?
Okay, the top two songs of the 100 greatest boy band songs of all time.
Jackson 5. Okay, forgot.
Okay, now, when we started this, Mocha, I asked you what you thought the greatest boy band song of all time was. And there's a list of 100 that Billboard put out. I asked you what you thought. And would you believe that you 100% nailed it?
No, are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. What are we? Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I Want It That Way by Backstreet Boys. And this was a list that included the Chipmunks as a boy band.
Wow.
And you nailed what the number one song was.
I know my boy bands.
Yeah.
I know my boy bands, y'all. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Listen, we're going to take the stress out of planning a vacation. It's super easy with Air Transat. 60 destinations for you to browse through. And again, we're going to help take that stress away.
Yeah, I was doing this the other day, actually. I was just cruising around, seeing all the places that they fly. The vacations are one thing, but the flights are another thing with Air Transat. Because you can get to Paris, Athens, Dublin, anywhere in Italy, really. Amsterdam, Portugal, Spain, London, Croatia. I didn't really know a whole lot about Croatia until I became a huge fan of Game of Thrones. Because they shot so much of Game of Thrones in Croatia.
Oh, did they really?
Like, where you're like, where is this? Like, those like sort of like rock cliff beaches and everything else.
Yeah.
For a lot of it, for the first couple seasons of Game of Thrones, was all Croatia. And now all of a sudden, I want to go to Croatia.
Book a flight on Air Transat to any of its European destinations. And get this, you'll enjoy a hot meal and one checked bag for free. Visit airtransat.com.
And right now, let's grab a phone call.
Hi there. This is Roz and Mocha. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Roz and Mocha. This is Serena calling from London, Ontario.
What's going on, Serena? How's London today?
It's sunny. It's really sunny, which is nice.
Yeah, nice.
I have a huge favor to ask the two of you. You have your number one fan ever living in London, Ontario. Her name is Courtney. She has loved you guys for so, so long. She was actually on the air maybe about a month ago, and it was probably the best day of her entire life. Wow. She loves you guys to bits. And today is her birthday. She's turning 23, and I know that it would absolutely make her day if you guys called her and said happy birthday.
Okay. A couple questions about Courtney. She's your friend. She's your best friend?
No, but she's my best friend at work.
Oh, she's your best friend at work. Oh, damn. So she only gets best friend at work status.
Sorry.
What do you guys do for a living? Where do you work?
We actually work at the university in London. We work at Western.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, that's okay. Incredible. Stay on the line. We have Courtney's phone number. We're going to call her right now, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Hello?
Hi, Courtney. I'm calling from the university. You don't have to work today, so you can just stay home.
Roz and Mocha.
Hey!
Happy birthday, Courtney!
Thank you. Oh,
what's going on?
Not much. Just about to leave for work.
What are you doing to celebrate your big day?
A bunch of us are going out for dinner tonight. I'm actually headed to Toronto this weekend, and I'm going to watch the Jays play on Sunday.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
You know, Serena?
Yeah, she's the best.
Would you say that she's one of your best friends?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah? Do you guys hang out outside 100%.
Of work? Yeah, we actually do. We met at work.
Courtney, would you say that Serena is like one of your best friends, like even outside of work? Or like just one of like when it like just like a work friend, or like is she like an actual friend?
She's an actual friend.
Like would you say that?
You're hilarious.
Would you say that like even outside of work, she's one of your best friends?
100%.
Okay, cool. Good to know.
Hey, Serena.
Keeper.
Yeah.
Do you regret calling us now?
You
know what? I still love you guys, and I still love Courtney. Courtney, I love you.
Hey, Courtney, Serena got in touch with us and told us it's your birthday. Happy 23rd. Thanks to both of you for being such big fans of the Roz and Mocha Show, and most importantly, being loyal fans of the Roz and Mocha Show. Guys, what do you think? We got to sing for Courtney, man. David Morey, that is your yeah. note. Oh, gross.
They were good.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Courtney.
I'm off key.
Thank you, guys. You're the best.
All right, two best friends. Look at that. All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Here we go. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
David Morey was out in my hood last night.
Doing what?
Out in Vaughn? Over at Vaughn Mills? Yeah. One of my favorite malls?
Oh,
yeah, man.
You, was it that thing? The
He was hosting.
It was the VIP night for Fleur de Ville, which was a flower competition where florists would decorate mannequins to look like they're wearing dresses.
Love that.
Oh, wow. Nice. So what, you were there just the whole night? Were you judging or you were just...
No,
like
I was the MC.
Just the MC.
I was the entertainer, if you will.
Oh. So, of course, naturally, Dan Amore armed with all flower jokes.
Oh, this does not go well, does
you
it?
You haven't heard this, right?
No.
Oh. If you know Dan Amore and his joke-telling skills, this is like next level right here. Next level reaction, Roz.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Wow.
This is what happened at Vaughn Mills last night.
I'm so glad to be your MC tonight. After all, you know, I do love flowers. In fact, I travel with tulips every day.
Oh, no.
I'm delighted to be at Vaughn Mills to host the second annual Fleur de Ville in the GTA, but the first at this mall, which makes me wonder, why couldn't the gardener plant any flowers? Well, he hadn't bought any.
Next level silence.
You know, it's honestly like pollen teeth to get you guys to laugh. Later around 8:15, our awards to the florists acknowledging winners in four categories tonight, which makes me think, why did the butterfly get a cell phone? She wanted to cauliflower. Okay, if you don't laugh, you know, honestly, you've put me in an orchid position. What do you call it when two young flowers fall in love? A budding romance. See, those are the jokes tonight, so take it or leaf it. Clearly, I lack the ability to make you laugh. So let's put the pedal to the metal and have some fun. We're going to go? Okay, woo! Okay, hello again, everyone. Okay, what did the flower say to the flower beside him? Move over, bud. Okay. By the way, thanks to the DJ tonight for her flowery selection of Iggy Azalea. Azalea. It's a flower. And I'll leave you with this. What did the bride say when she dropped her bouquet? Whoopsie daisy. Good night, everyone.
Wow. I will say this, Morey.
Morey killed it.
I love your commitment, because it is a very difficult thing. It's a difficult thing to go on stage and bomb and then leave the stage and then go back on stage and bomb again.
Like, how many times did you have to go up to that podium last night?
Oh, like four or five times.
Yeah. Your commitment, Morey, is staggering. And I love that Morey's one of those comics that tells two jokes and doesn't get the response that he wants, so he starts insulting the audience.
Laugh at me, damn it!
Here we go. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yeah, right?
It's 420.
Yeah, oh, it's smoky up in here. Where did 420 come from? And there have been so many urban legends or urban myths surrounding where the significance of 420. I guess the most repeated fallacy was that it is a police code when somebody is selling or being arrested
for marijuana.
No, it's not. It's never been a police code. Other people think that 420 is like how many chemicals are exactly are in marijuana. That is not true at all. But it was actually started, Mocha, by like a handful of teenagers in Northern California who were stoners. Two of those teenagers are now grown-ass men. And the pioneers of 420.
Steve Capper, Dave Reddix, happy 420, guys. It's Ron Zamoka.
Yes, hey, happy 420, Ron.
When did you realize that your 420 was becoming the 420? Because there have been so many urban legends about what 420 means, where it originated from. And I think that the world is now sort of settled on that it was you and your group of friends that created 420. Can you talk us through the history from your point of view?
Well, one day I was sitting, we hung out on a wall. That's why we're called the Waldos. There's a wall on our high school campus where we'd sit up on the wall and we're basically a bunch of comedians, comedic cannabis desperados, really what we were.
Sure.
So we're sitting there making fun of everybody on campus, not to their face, just to ourselves, doing impersonations of everybody. And a buddy comes up to me and he says, "Hey," he goes, my brother is in the U.S. Coast Guard, and a bunch of guys in the Coast Guard are growing some marijuana. And for some reason, they think their commanding officer is going to bust them. They don't want to get busted. So they decided that we could pick their patch of marijuana, and they made us a map of where it is. I take the map over to the Waldos, and Dave?
Hey, he brings the map to us. He says, "Hey, I've got this map to a patch of pot out in Point Reyes. Do you think we should look?" It was a no-brainer. We're 16-year-old kids. We're desperate for weed. We have no money. So we went for it, and we decided we'd meet that day after school at 4:20 p.m. on campus at Santa Fe High School at the statue of Louis Pasteur. We toked up, and we hopped in Steve's 66 Impala, and we drove out to Point Reyes in search of the patch.
Okay.
Now wait, and did you find the patch?
We never found the patch. We searched for several weeks. It was a crude map, but... of course, we were toking, so that could have contributed to it. I don't know.
How does you guys as stone teenagers meeting at 4:20 every day to go and look for mystery weed become this thing that it is today? Like, how does it go from that to being recognized and celebrated all over the world at 4:20?
Yeah, have you guys,
how did that jump happen?
Track the transition?
There's a bunch of things. One, we had a wider circle of friends. There's the five of us Waldos. But then, of course, we had a wider circle of friends that picked up. And then we had younger brothers. So they picked it up. They spread it to their class, the class behind them, the class behind them. Then we went off to college. And the people that we were with at college and dormitories, they picked it up. And then there's the Grateful Dead connection, Dave.
Yeah, well, my brother Patrick has been good friends with Phil Lesh, the bassist from the Grateful Dead, for like almost 50 years.
Yeah.
And back in the mid-70s, when the Dead took a hiatus from touring, Phil started a couple bands, one called Too Loose to Truck, and the other one was called Sea Stones. And my brother Pat hired me to be a roadie in the band, and I ended up being backstage with those guys a lot and getting high and using the 420 reference.
Wow. So, Dave and Steve, at what point in your lives did you realize the power of 420 and that it was now bigger than just your core group of friends?
Well, for one thing, it did start turning up in movies. I guess a lot of people know it was in Quentin Tarantino movie, Pulp Fiction. Clocks were set at 420, and it started showing up in more movies. Very secretly, you know, surreptitiously. It would just be snuck into movies in certain spots. And then in 98, Waldo Larry called me up, and he just started ranting about how it's on T-shirts, it's on hats, it's here and there, and people still think it's a police code. So I wrote High Times magazine a story saying, hey, it's not a police code, it's not the time that Jerry Garcia died, it's not the chemical combinations of marijuana, it's not many of these things. I go, it was us. And And he said, the editor of High Times, editor-in-chief, he's like, hey, this is really interesting. Do you guys have any proof? And I said, absolutely sure. We have lots of pieces of physical evidence proof. So he came out here, and that kind of, he filmed us and kind of started the public being aware of who we are.
So great.
And then by about, you know, the early 2000s with the internet exploding, it's, you know, we started doing more interviews with, you know, like the L.A. Times ran a story on the front page, and the New York Times had a story with Steve in a suit and tie.
No, no, that was the Wall Street Journal. They did a whole article about how many businesses use 420 in their name and stuff. So, yeah, they had to have a picture of me in a suit and tie for them.
Wow. So great, guys.
Dave Reddick, Steve Capper, two of the five Waldos. The originators of 420, thank you very much for joining us on the Roz and Mocha Show today.
Sure. You're welcome. Welcome, and everybody, have a happy 420.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
420 went down on Friday.
Man, there were a lot of stoners out at Nathan Phillips Square.
Yeah, because it had moved from Dundas Square to Nathan Phillips Square.
Oh, boy. I saw the cops show up and everything, trying to shut people down from setting up tents and stuff, right?
Because they didn't have permits, because you're not allowed to smoke weed in a public place.
Well, like, did they think, the folks that wanted to set up tents and tables, did they think that they'd be able to do just that and not have anyone question them?
Yeah.
Or, like, the police show up and be like, you gotta shut it down?
Yeah, but I think that it also goes into the spirit of 420, because this is all going to come to an end once it's all legalized, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know what? So I think that this was sort of like the last fight, and it was kind of a good way to go out with not being granted a permit. So it still felt like you were sticking it to the man.
Are they still going to have celebrations?
I imagine so. No, you don't think so, Maury? Oh, I do.
Just to celebrate.
Oh, hell yeah, I do.
Yeah.
100%.
I think, I think so too.
You're not going to do away with 420. So
David Maury was down there at Nathan Phillips Square.
Oh, no.
Talking to all the stoners. Dude, this is so funny.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, happy 420!
Can you daydream at night?
I can go into another dimension and universe by just meditating. I like to get really stoned and think about life on a deep level.
When I'm facing you, is your right hand to me, or is it then your left hand?
My left hand, I think. I think.
All right, can you daydream at night?
You just broke my brain. Would it not be night dreaming at that point? If you're awake and you're daydreaming at night, it's technically night dreaming, no?
All right, can you daydream at night?
Absolutely. Dude, you can daydream at night. You know why? Because when you're sleeping, you're actually awake. You don't even know it. You don't even know it. So you're actually, if you're sleeping, your body's still awake. So you can still daydream. Depending on what time you're sleeping, if it's in the daytime or the nighttime, you can definitely daydream.
When I'm facing you, is your right hand your right hand, or is it then your left hand?
I don't know.
Happy 420, dude. Thanks a lot. You too. Can we start with a joke? Sure, go ahead. What do you call a pothead with two spliffs?
I don't know. What do you call it?
Double jointed.
That's a good one.
What do you get when you eat weed?
I don't know. You get high eventually.
No, you get a pot belly.
I guess if you eat too much of it,
you just like literally just laugh.
Okay.
Laugh.
Okay. I am laughing, dude. I laugh quiet, man.
Can you daydream at night?
No, it's the day. How you dream if it's day?
But what about when it's night?
Well, it's not day.
When I'm facing you, is your right hand to me, or is it then your left hand?
Are you on the right or left of me?
I'm facing you.
You're facing me. So you're forward. To you would be what, my left hand? Yeah. Switcheroo.
Last question for you. If corn oil is made from corn, vegetable oil is made from vegetables, what is baby oil made from?
Ooh, babies. Baby's booty. Because the only where the oil's going to come from a baby is his booty.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hello, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, Roz and Mocha. I love you guys.
I love you too. What's going on?
I'm just wondering if you guys can give me a shout out for my birthday, and I do the most on my birthday.
You do the most what?
Yeah. So my name is Brittany, and I'm from Redfield, a.k.a. Twix.
Yeah.
And this morning, I have work at 8 o'clock in the morning. At 6 o'clock in the morning, I got up. I went to Denny's to get my free breakfast.
Yeah.
At lunchtime, at break time, I'm going to go to Booster Juice and get my free Booster Juice.
Yeah.
After work, I'm going to go to Starbucks and get the Benty size, and I'm going to the bingo hall to get my free Dabra and free game. And the cleanser to get my free underwear.
Yo!
Hey, wait a second. Where's the last place? Where do you get free underpants?
Licenza.
Licenza gives you free underpants on your birthday?
Free panties.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Yo, Brittany, you are like living it up the way people should be living it up on their birthday. You're getting everything for free. Everything for free.
Yeah, and I'm 8 months pregnant.
Oh,
damn, girl.
There you go.
Dude.
Good for you.
Wow, the amount of planning. That is, listen, Brittany, that takes skill. And you are top of the league right there.
Oh, yeah.
So what else, other than scoring all the free stuff for your birthday today, what else are you doing to celebrate?
Well, I'm doing a dinner tonight at Pickle Bell Bramley.
Yeah.
I invited a few friends, and next week is my baby shower, so I'm turning up for 2 weeks.
What?
Wow, good for you.
Hey, yep. Congratulations on the pregnancy. Do you know what you're having yet?
Yes, I'm having a girl. Journey's on her way.
Her name's Journey?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. What made you want to pick that name?
It took a journey. I went through a lot with my fiance, and we're always on trips. I mean, we go everywhere, so I've explored enough, so I thought Journey would be the perfect name.
Oh, nice. Wow. I love it. Well, Brittany, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
And feel free to call the Roz and Mocha Show anytime.
Always. I love you guys. You guys are the greatest.
Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite, though?
Roz!
Oh, hey!
What?
Yeah,
oh,
I got
that.
But I love you.
Who saw that coming?
Yo! Like, no joke, Brittany. I thought you were going to say me. I thought you were going to say Mocha.
I love you both, guys. Stop putting people on the line like that.
Damn. Thank you, Brittany. Have a good day.
Bye, hon.
Thank you. Bye.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yo, so the queen had a birthday on Saturday.
Yeah, 92.
Running tings.
And I think they celebrate it twice because I don't think that they like the weather this time of year. So they give her another party in the summer. I think that's actually the case. But also, more importantly, the world is on baby watch right now because
Kate, she's at the hospital.
Kate is at the hospital, apparently.
Baby number three.
In labor. But the big bash over the weekend for Queen Elizabeth. We know Meghan was there. We know Harry was there.
Yeah.
Who played the show? Was it Kylie Minogue? Tom Jones? Shawn Mendes was there?
Yeah.
Sounds like a lit party, man. Damn. You want to call the Queen?
Of course.
Philip, is that my birthday cake? Oh, it's just the shed on fire.
Good morning, Queen Elizabeth. Happy belated birthday. Yo, how litty was your weekend?
Thank you. Roz, are you there?
Yes, yes, Your Majesty. I'm here, hon.
Is it true you're 43?
Shut up. Stop that.
No, but you're 92.
92. How does it feel to be 92? How was the party?
Oh, I've got 92 problems, but this bitch ain't one.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, Queen. Listen, we heard that the celebration that did go on, Tom Jones was there, Sting was there, Shaggy sang to you. Let's go through the party a little bit. How was it?
I was so drunk. I was yelling, "Come at me, bro," to the mirror.
What was your beverage of choice that night?
I was so drunk. Oh. I climbed up a tree and yelled, "Oh my God, look how big this piece of broccoli is."
Hey, we heard Meghan Markle, soon to join the family, was there with her fiance, Prince Harry. Did you guys get a chance to talk during the night?
I was so drunk. I told Shawn Mendes, "I am the captain now."
I don't even get that one.
Oh God. Let's talk briefly about the everybody's on baby watch right now with Kate in the hospital having baby number three. What are your feelings on this? Are you excited? You got to be excited.
I was so drunk. I congratulated a potato for getting a part in Toy Story.
Wow, that movie is so old.
Wow, she's 92.
Great reference, Queen. So the celebration continues, I assume.
I was so drunk, I put the crown on and yelled, "Not Slytherin!"
Okay, Queen Elizabeth, anything else you would like to say about your big birthday celebration over the weekend? 92 years old.
Yeah, or the baby, or the upcoming wedding, anything.
You know, I like birthdays, but I think too many can kill you.
Queen Elizabeth, ladies and gentlemen, thank
you. I was
you.
So drunk, I was asking the cats why they killed Mufasa.
Again, super old reference.
Yeah, super old reference.
Thank you, Queen.
Hey, one last thing. What goes up and never comes down?
What?
Your age.
Thank you, Queen.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Hey, Kiss, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Jessica.
Jessica, so you texted the Roz and Mocha Show just now.
I did.
925-555, what's going on?
Not much. I just wanted to say that I love Roz, and I'm not sure why so many people hesitate, because, like, hands down, you're the best, Roz. Yeah,
why
you are the best.
Why is Roz the best? Now you have to explain why.
Well, one, because he's a smooth, cool dude.
Shut up.
Because he's a smooth dude.
Did you just call it a troll me?
No.
I would just do it. Okay, let me put that in context just so people understand what we're talking about here. This one time when I had not had a win, when the entire audience for months was calling in saying that Mocha was their favorite, which is fine. And then this one time this woman called in and she immediately said that I was her favorite because Mocha always asked that question. And when asked to justify why I was her favorite, she had said because I was a, quote, smooth, cool dude, which is just about the worst thing that you could say when you work in front of Mocha, because I have not been able to live down smooth, cool dude. My Instagram for weeks, every comment that somebody left on one of my pictures was just smooth, cool dude. Even if I wasn't in the picture.
That's so true.
People would be leaving amazing. Smooth, cool dude comments. Okay, so...
So Jessica, for real though.
No, but seriously, Roz, you're just... Your voice, your mannerisms, everything. Like, you're honestly just the greatest.
Thank you.
Sorry, Mocha.
Really,
is it because he
that.
Is a smooth, cool dude?
Shut up. Stop.
I do, however, wonder daily if Maury's actually good at anything.
Wow. I always say this. Maury is really great at some things, just not most things.
Honestly, it kills me when you guys... play 5 and 7. I can't handle it. Maury, you're just so bad at it.
All right. You want us to play a song and then we'll come back and we'll play 5 and 7?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Okay, cool. We'll do that for you.
We'll make that happen because Roz is just such a smooth, cool
Stop
dude.
It. Stop it.
Love you, Jessica.
Love you guys.
Here we go. The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Cold blood. Slimy. Amphibians. Where are they? Oh, there's one. Slimy.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Bill Nye the Science Guy. Yeah. What?
Science rules.
Science does rule, man. We know that.
I love Bill Nye.
Bill Nye Science Guy was in Toronto for the launch of Nintendo Labo. Which is that toy you put together. I think it's made out of cardboard, and it hooks up with your Switch.
Oh, nice.
And then you can, like, play piano on it and stuff. It's kind of dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of dope. I like it a lot. But damn it, Maury, hanging out with Bill Nye, Science Guy, talking all things science.
Bill Nye, it is so good to see you again.
So good to be seen.
What is a tornado's favorite game to play?
Twister.
Okay, I'm supposed to tell the punchline.
Oh, no.
I don't know. What is a tornado's favorite game to play?
Twister.
Oh, I get it.
Oh,
so scientifically speaking, have you ever lost an argument about the Earth being flat?
No. I mean, no. Just that even comes up is so weird. Everybody wears clothes made on another continent. And we have a relationship with people on the other side of the world because our ancestors figured out how to navigate on the trackless ocean on the ball that is the Earth.
So what do you have to say to flat earthers then?
Just get a life. Oh, just wow. Cut it out.
Wow.
You're just being weird.
Wow.
Stop it. If you're a flat earther, you want to borrow my car? No. You're mentally incompetent. No, sorry. We can't help you.
So obviously none of your friends are flat earthers.
Not that I know of.
Damn, Bill Nye. Oof. Come on now. Wow.
Scientifically speaking, something that has often keeps me up, do cats understand other cats' meows when meows all sound the same?
Meows don't all sound the same to me, so I imagine they don't all sound the same to different cats.
How does a cat know when one cat goes, meow, what that cat is saying?
I don't know. How do they?
No, I'm asking you. You're the sign. You're wearing the bow tie.
But you did the the meow impression. Have you tried meowing for a cat? What a fun thing to do is bark for a dog. Yeah. It confuses them.
If you meow to a cat?
I think with practice, you could be successful, a cat meowist. I haven't spent a lot of time meowing for cats. I have tried the dog barking, which is fun.
Did we answer the question? Meows do sound...
I'm satisfied with, I don't know, but you're not, so you tell me.
Was this not your favorite interview of the day?
It's pretty much the greatest. This, once again, was the high point, I think, of the year. Now, the year is young, but this is a pretty high bar.
I have a question. When you're talking to somebody like Bill Nye, the science guy, right, at the level of intelligence that he is at,
sure.
Damn it, Maury. Did you ask him, like, anything, like, legit science?
Okay, scientifically speaking, can you lose weight when you fart?
I guess so, but it's not long term.
Oh. So farts have weight?
Certainly, yeah, they're gas. Yeah, sure. Certainly important questions. I'm really glad you asked that one.
Bill Nye, the science guy, everybody. Thank you for that, damn it, Maury. Here we go. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. A robbery was committed, and the culprit is Drake.
Oh, no.
Last night at the Toronto Raptor win against the Wizards at the ACC, Drake sitting courtside, as he always does.
Yeah.
You know me, I'm a big fan of Drake.
Yeah.
Drake's my guy.
Mm-hmm.
Drake last night was wearing a jacket, black jacket, on the left side of the jacket, just above, like on his chest, there's a logo there, and it says Star Trek. And I took a picture of my television when I'm watching the game, and I posted that picture online to be like, yo, big up Drake for wearing what you were wearing last night. Because that logo, if anyone listened, knows like Pharrell and his crew, the Neptunes, from back in the day, they released their record label was Star Trek. So for whatever reason, I don't know, showing love to Pharrell and Chad Hugo from the Neptunes or whatever.
What's the other guy's name?
Chad Hugo. From the Neptunes. Also NERD. So I was like, posted it on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
And I tagged Drake.
Yeah.
I tagged Chad Hugo. And I tagged Pharrell Williams.
Yeah.
And I just said, like, big up Champagne Poppy for repping Pharrell, Chad Hugo, Star Trek logo tonight in Toronto. And I said, not sure how many people remember, but that Clones album was fire. The beat that I'm playing in the background right now is a song featuring Snoop Dogg that was on that album.
Okay.
Bro, tell me what Drake posted on his own IG is not a screenshot and edit of the picture that I took and posted last night.
No. For real? Hold on a second here. So what am I looking at? Drake's IG?
Hold on. Let me come around to your side of the room. No. This is my IG. Look at this.
Okay, hold on here.
This is my picture on IG.
Yeah, okay. Right?
Look so at that.
That's your picture on IG.
That's my screen grab. Like,
you took that picture of your television.
I took that picture of my television.
Okay.
And posted it on Insta last night.
Okay.
And I tagged Drake.
Right.
Show love.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, now I'm looking at Drake's picture here.
Tell me that's not a crop version of my picture.
Yeah, it looks like you might have put a filter on your picture. Okay,
come
hold on,
man.
This is crazy now. Now I got to do some investigating.
Like, bro, I'm showing you love. I'm picking you up for showing respect to the Neptunes and Pharrell, and you take my picture. You don't even like repost it with a little logo on the bottom, or to say like shout out to Mocha for. Real recognize real.
I see.
Drake,
hold on here.
Come on
here.
Dude. How are you going to do that?
It's really. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I like ride or die for you, Drake, every single day.
Yeah. Hold on here. He did. This is 100%. Come here. I got this here. This is the best way to tell. And yeah, he filtered it.
Let me see.
Put a filter on it.
Let me see this picture.
Yeah.
Headphones stretch out.
Yeah. Here, watch. Ready?
Yeah.
So that's you.
Yeah.
That's your shot.
Uh-huh.
That's Drake's shot.
Bro, come on!
Yeah. And this happens a lot where people think that this picture just existed in the world, right? That like you just found this somewhere and then they take it and they put it on their social stream.
But the thing
and people
now is
get
everyone's
busted for that.
Accuse you of stealing it.
People get but Mocha, see, Mocha has the uncropped version. That's the difference.
And the thing
Mocha
is,
can't
weird.
Add to yeah. Drake's picture.
And just and look at the time that it was posted too. Mine was posted first.
But the thing that's that's weird and maybe unacceptable is celebs do this. Like
all
there's
the
professional
time.
Photos from events and they'll just take it and not even credit the photographer.
Yeah.
Come on, Drake. Yeah. Six God. Yeah. Listen.
No, but why don't you take it as a compliment? He saw your Instagram. Just go
know,
home with that in your
listen.
Head.
Fam, if I'm showing you love, show love back.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Just enjoy the fact Drake was on your Instagram
for a
moment.
So you paused this, right? Like they didn't pause this in the game. Like you paused your TV.
Here's what I did.
Yeah.
I saw the shirt, the jacket, and I was like, hold on a second. Is that what I think it is? So not only did I pause, but I went frame by frame to get that specific shot so I can see the logo perfectly.
Right. Because if you're going frame by frame, there may even be a slight difference in pictures, but there is no difference. And you can tell because Drake's mouth is open a certain way and there's people behind him. Like one of them may have blinked, one of them, whatever, but it's not. It's Drake took your picture off
man.
Insta. He screen grabbed it, cropped it. And reposted it.
If you want to see at Mocha Frapp, MochaFrap to see the original. And then obviously everyone follows Drake.
Yeah.
Champagne Poppy
did.
To
yeah.
see the
yeah.
cropped copy.
Yeah. Yeah. You can
robbery,
follow,
right?
You can follow Drake at Crop and Filter on IG.
Robbery.
Yeah.
He committed the robbery.
Yeah. Champagne Crop and Filter.
You went from Champagne Poppy to Champagne Crappie.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Go Jays.
Yeah.
Go TFC.
Yeah.
Go Raptors. Go Leafs.
Oh my God.
Hello.
How you doing, boys?
Good.
What up? What up?
It's the weed trimmer.
Hey, Scott. Right.
Yeah, Scott. I just we're at the Leafs game today, man. Go Leafs, go!
Yeah. Hell yeah! Are you excited or what?
Hell yeah! I got my boss here. He's a Bruins fan sitting beside me.
Are you watching from home? Or are you going to be heading out?
No. I'm going to watch this from my boss's house.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah, I need to be at home, preferably alone in a high stress situation like this.
Yeah.
Roxy is allowed to join me. My kid's allowed to join me. Catherine, I hope she has something to do. Like I hope she has a lot of work to do tonight.
Oh, damn.
Otherwise, she just sits and chirps.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's just it's not cool. She doesn't. It's not like she hates it. It's just her indifference comes out in sarcasm.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
That stresses you out even more.
Yeah. Like she finds it hysterical whenever the commentators say hymen. Right. Like she always laughs, and I'm like, just stop it. You're a child. Just stop. It's not funny. It's a gentleman's name.
Okay. How about if I help you out?
Yeah.
Would you like me to text your girlfriend Catherine
no.
and ask her if she wants to hang out?
No.
Because then that way
no.
she gets out of the house.
No.
And then that way she's not bothering you.
No.
I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to be a good bro.
No. Listen.
I'll come over and play with Roxy.
I don't want. No. I want Roxy there with me. I don't want Catherine there with me. What time is it? She's not listening. No. I don't want her to leave. I still want her in the atmosphere.
Oh.
Right. Like I need her in the house because I'm not comfortable when she's not at home.
Okay. Better idea.
Yeah.
Why don't I come over
and do what?
And hang out with Catherine.
Right.
In the other room.
Right. Like I can watch TV in the living room with the game and you guys can go in the bedroom and watch. or I can go in the bedroom and watch the game. And then you guys
watch Netflix.
Yeah. Okay. And then you guys can like hang out by the microwave.
Yeah. Right? Totally. Okay. Totally.
Yeah.
And I'll be there to eat snacks.
Yeah. And Maury can come over and eat snacks. No, that would be my nightmare. Actually, that would actually
be
my.
Forget about Dan and Maury.
I would not be able to relax. I just
at all.
No. God no. I don't like when people are in my house anyway.
What if I came over?
Yeah. Can we start the conversation off a different way? Because it's just going to be, it's horrifying.
No. And instead of being in the house, your girlfriend and I could sit, because it's going to rain, outside on the deck under an umbrella.
Shut your mouth.
What?
Shut your mouth.
I'm just
saying. So gross.
Listen,
no, just stop.
What? I'm just trying to be a good friend.
Just stop. Well, who says that to another fella, huh?
Yeah, no. Especially, you know, your best friend there, partner.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a good dude.
No. I prefer to watch it at home. Roxy's allowed to watch it with me. Catherine needs to be in the house but not paying attention. That's the
Go!
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roseanne is on hold. She is the biggest television star.
That's true.
Can you believe that?
Again.
The show is just bringing in millions and millions and millions of eyes every Tuesday.
Yeah.
New episode tonight, 8 o'clock on CTV. And she's also out on the road.
And people are trying to figure this show out because so much of it revolves around, according to the hype anyway, revolves around her love for Donald Trump and the fact that she voted for Trump. Like, it's a crazy thing. People are picking this show apart. Roseanne performs tomorrow night in Oakville and Friday in Guelph.
Roseanne! Hello. It's Roz and Mocha. How are you?
Oh, my God. Chill down, dude.
No, I can't. That is who I am, baby.
Oh, my God. You need to cut down the caffeine.
Yes, he does.
Are you?
Good. How are you? It's nice to be back.
Yeah. Hey, listen. First of all, congratulations on being one of Time Magazine's most influential people.
Yes.
How did that feel?
It's very nice that they recognize me. I'm very flattered. That's nice.
Yeah. So you're on the road right now doing shows, right?
Well, I'm not doing shows on the road, but I'm doing them in performance theaters.
It's going to be one of
those. Those days are over. The shows on the side of the road are over, honey.
Have the stage shows been any different now that you're back on television with the biggest show on television?
No, I'm never any different.
No.
I always do the same act. And, you know, it goes over well with a lot of different kinds of audiences, which I really like, all ages and groups and such. I like that.
Do you find that some of the American humor plays well in Canada, or do you adjust any of it for a Canadian audience?
Well, I've been trying to understand the Canadian audience better.
Yeah.
But I love them. They get all my jokes and they laugh a lot. But I think I need to change a few jokes, yeah. Just because of language, like when we say liberal in the United States, that doesn't necessarily mean a party,
you right?
Know? But up here, it does mean a party. So now I'm just going to say, you young people,
because
young
all you
people
need
are
to say.
They be what's the word?
They suck.
Befund.
Oh,
what's the word? Befuddle me.
Oh, they befuddle you, yes.
Yeah, I don't get them too much.
Hey, what was
but
your...
I like them. They're fun.
Roseanne, what was your reaction when you found out after week one of the show being back on the air? Like, everybody just loved it, and everybody tuned in, and you literally had millions and millions and millions of viewers for that one episode.
Gee, I was blown out, actually. And then the next day, the President of the United States gave me a personal phone call.
Yeah.
That was pretty thrilling. I got to tell you, that's never happened to me before.
And another thing that's never happened is I've never seen a show, especially a sitcom, where there have been so many people in print trying to dissect this and pull it apart to figure out what the hell you did to get that many people to watch. Are you? It's insane.
Yeah, they got a lot of theories. But, you know, they're all wrong.
They're all wrong?
So. Yeah, it's just people want to laugh, I think. You know, they want to hear good jokes. And also they want to be touched.
Yeah.
So it's not just laughing, but whatever. Only I can do it, so back off, bitches.
Oh, my God, Roseanne, please put that on a T-shirt. Please, please
I
put
should,
that on
right?
a T-shirt. Hell yeah.
I do not be too boastful.
I had no idea. When did you sort of remove yourself out of that Hollywood bubble and sort of move to a place where the regular people live?
Well, since I had my youngest child, he's 23 now, you know, of course, I had to be his mom first, you know. And the first time they said they need to interview my son to get him into nursery school.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was like, F this, I'm out of here.
Right.
So that's when I left. I left when my son was young. And, you know, now he's in a few weeks graduating from college. And he's my first, my second college graduate, but out of my third litter of children, out of my second litter of children, he's the only college graduate. I only have one other one that graduated from college, but I didn't raise her.
Yeah.
That's what my son said. But this is the first one I've raised that's gone all the way to college. And not only that, he's going to go to graduate school at one of the Ivy League colleges.
Roseanne has an Ivy League student.
Wow. Right. Congratulations, yeah. Roseanne. Hey,
I know. It's been great.
You're going to send your kid off to a liberal college? Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Well, he's already in one, and he already went to one for 4 years.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, my God, these people. I'm like, yeah, well, soak it up. And then you'll go somewhere else and soak that up, you know, because you got to learn a lot of things for today's world.
You really do.
Hey, Roseanne, how many seasons of the show are we going to get?
Well, right now I'm signed for, you know, one more.
Yeah.
And so I'm really going to give it all I got. I'm 65. Now I'm on Social Security now, so I don't need to worry.
Thank God.
Yeah, thank God. So, you know, and I got my Medicaid. And so now, you know, I just probably might move to maybe Tahiti or something for half the year.
Right. And, you know, 65, you're getting up into those presidential years again if you want to give another crack at that.
I know. Everybody's already calling me on that. But I said, I declared myself president for life in 2012 when I ran.
Yeah.
I declared myself the winner because I was only allowed on 3 ballots and I got a huge amount of votes that made me come in 5th.
Yeah.
Only on like 1/10 of the country. So, you know, I might run again. Who knows?
That's incredible. Roseanne, this is such a massive success. I had a feeling that this was going to happen. You
did?
I really did. Yeah.
Really?
I really did. I said it on this show that I thought that this show was going to be huge. I don't think anybody thought 25 million on episode one huge, but I knew that this thing was going to work.
Excuse me, it was 27.
Sorry.
Get your facts straight, man.
Okay, I'll get my facts straight next time.
Seriously.
Hey, Roseanne, it was so awesome talking to you.
You guys are dolls. Thanks a lot for letting me come on.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
You ever got revenge on a coworker?
Revenge on a coworker?
Yeah.
Nah.
Like in a bad way or a jokey way?
I'm not petty like that. Like to sabotage someone?
Well, okay.
Give me an example.
I'll give you an okay. So number 10 on the list. So by the way, 44% of people said that they have gotten revenge on a coworker before.
Damn.
According to a new survey,
that's a high
number. 44% of people said.
Yeah, but hold on. If you're getting revenge, that means that coworker did something wrong to you.
Not necessarily to you.
Man, you got enemies at work.
For something that they did. So it may just be something that somebody has done within the sort of organization of employees that you felt that you needed to take revenge
like
on behalf of
lunch.
Other people that have
gotcha.
Been wronged.
Right.
It's not necessarily something they have done to you.
Okay.
So some of the things.
You're like Batman.
Yeah, exactly.
Vigilante.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah, you're the office Batman.
Okay.
Every office has one.
Okay.
So number 10 on the list of ways to get that people have had got revenge on coworkers, deleted things from their computer. Oh, that's rude.
Oh, no.
That's so rude.
Are we going to ding if we've done that?
You can feel free to ding in if you want.
Yeah, tell me.
All right, hold on.
I've never done that.
You ever deleted something from somebody's computer, Maury?
No.
Bull.
Who?
Why'd you hesitate? Why did you even bring that up?
No, because like years ago, I once opened somebody, like read an email and then closed it and then marked it as unread.
Right. You were totally the type of person that would sit and read somebody's email if they left
their
computer open. No, snooper.
Oh, Not vigilante.
Number 9 on the list, used private info from their social media against them.
Oh, you don't even have to answer, Maury. I'll answer for you.
You got revenge by eating their lunch.
Oh, ding, ding.
Yeah. Tampered with their computer.
Mocha, you can ding for you.
Excuse me?
Have you never written on somebody's Facebook wall when they leave their computer unlocked?
That's not tampering with somebody's computer, though.
Oh, is it?
Well, no.
That's a fine line.
I'll tell you what
and
I...
No, I haven't done that.
I used to be notorious for this when the sort of culture of everybody, when people all started getting computers, because I started working...
How old are you?
What? Shut up. Okay? Shut up. I remember when... Okay, put it this way. I remember I was working at a joint when we got the internet, the day we got the internet.
I remember
And there
that.
Was there was one computer that you had to go on.
One computer
that
when
had the
internet was invented.
Yeah, when we got the internet. But when everybody started getting their computers, security was not an issue. Like, it was just not a thing. And so the prank that I used to do, because I was the young guy in the office, right? So the prank that I used to do, and it's still a classic computer prank, is I would take a screenshot of somebody's desktop, right? Okay. And then, so first what you do is you take everything that's on their desktop and you put it into one little tiny folder, and you put that folder in with all their other folders. Take a screenshot of their computer and then set that screenshot as the background image. So when they're on their mouse, they're cruising around trying to click on things and nothing's working, because what they're actually clicking on is a picture of their background, of their previous desktop.
You joker.
Right? And I used to do that constantly. People calling IT, right? And back then, there was no real IT. It was just a guy who had the internet at home. They would go around the office, go, "Who has the internet at home already?" And then a nerd would put up his hand and go, "Okay, cool, you're IT now." So you're responsible for helping all of us.
This is back when you were the young guy at the office?
That's right, Maury. I was the young guy at the office.
Way back in the day.
Sabotaged.
Who'd you use to prank? Jesus?
Yes, shut up. Okay. People say that they've sabotaged their work as a way to get revenge on coworkers. That's what we're talking about, by the way, getting revenge on coworkers. Maury
liked that one.
If you listen closely, you may actually hear Maury pass away this morning. What a treat that would be for everybody. Listen to him.
Oh, comedy is deadly.
Okay, hid that person's feelings.
Hit
I don't
them?
Know. I don't know. Hid that person's feelings. Oh, personal things. I'm sorry. quit their job in, quote, an unconventional way. So I guess you got revenge on somebody. You did that once.
When I quit the movie theater, I threw away all the marquee letters except the letters that spelled out a bad word.
Oh, snap.
No, you didn't.
Yeah,
really?
I did. Yeah.
Where was this?
At Famous Players Yorkdale.
Wow. People got revenge on a coworker by spreading a bad rumor about them. Maury.
Well, I mean...
And then number one on the list was made sure that that person got worse tasks to do or fewer tasks to do, meaning that you got revenge on somebody by taking away their responsibility.
Oh.
That is like a...
So
that's
doing
a,
more work to get revenge.
Right.
Who would ever do a thing like
certainly
that?
Certainly not you, Maury.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
What do you think that royal baby's doing right now?
I don't know, man, but they kicked Kate out of that hospital pretty quick yesterday. That baby was still a bit blue. Like, he wasn't even fully pink yet. Like, Kate had the kid and they were like,
"Peace.
Come on, out you go."
Yeah.
She had like makeup on and like already out the door and like
makeup
crazy.
Did. Hair did. Nails did.
I've never seen that before where somebody's kicked out of the hospital so quick. Out, come on. Like, what are they waiting on? You should be happy that they're there. You should want to keep them there for as long as possible.
Like, they had the bed, like, they need to kick them out because, like, the next person's coming in to deliver
it's
something.
Crazy to me. I understand you got to make it showy and everything else, but to me, that was a little premature.
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
I saw those.
Like, you shouldn't have to ask for a late checkout when you're having a kid.
Right?
It's not the days in.
We were here at the radio station yesterday, and dude came out with the oh yay with the announcement.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, baby's here.
Yeah.
By the time I got home, 45 minutes later, after oh yay, baby's here.
Yeah.
Just standing up on the steps.
Yeah.
Outside the hospital.
Yeah.
Smiling, waving, pictures, all that. I was like, what?
Yeah. Out you go.
Come on.
What's up?
I was out of the hospital 4 hours after I delivered my baby.
4 hours?
What?
And I was so high on natural hormones. I felt awesome. We went and had, we ordered a whole Chinese takeout dinner.
Wait, so why, did they give you a reason as to why you could have left? Or why you did leave 4 hours later?
I had no complications. I had a midwife, so I didn't even see a doctor.
Oh, okay.
Midwife, nurse assistant, 2 hours after the baby was born, they were taking me to the shower and kicking me out.
Was it your first kid or beyond?
First kid.
Yeah, Catherine too, but we still stayed the night.
Yeah. Weird.
I think it's because they just wanted to hang out with me. I'm not even lying.
Okay.
I'm not even lying. People came in when Catherine was having her Roxy. People would come into the room they gave us at the hospital where we had Roxy, and they were like, "Where in the hell is this?" And I was like, "Why?" And they're like, "We've never seen a room like this before."
Really?
It was like our room where Roxy had the kid was, I'm going to say it was about 500 square feet, and there was enough seating in there for like 12, 15 people.
What are you, Beyonce and Jay-Z?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not even lying. They brought me a bed.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I can sleep beside her.
Oh, damn.
Like, they did it up. Like, they brought, I'm not even joking with you. They brought me a bed so I could sleep beside her.
Yeah.
And we had, like, when people started coming by to look at the kid, it was like, it looked like a house party.
Really?
In the room, yeah. Like, it was private, and it was crazy, but I just thought that's what they did for everyone.
No, trust me, they don't do that for everyone.
No. Yeah, so then
I
just thought that maybe they just like hanging out with me. Yeah, Catherine was always like, "Oh my God, those doctors at that hospital were so nice." And I'm like, "Yeah, to me."
even on the day of your daughter's birth, it's still got to be about you.
Of course, I'm like, you were the one lying there sweating on their sheets. You think they did this for you?
Hey, what's your
Pathetic.
Name?
Pathetic.
Lydia,
thanks so much for the call today.
No problem. Have a great day. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Take care.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Well. Maury, please, if you could, can you get Buckingham Palace on hold? And I don't mean that as a joke, because it's a very confusing morning. We should be celebrating that they've released the name, Kate and William, of their baby boy, and it's Louis or Louis Arthur Charles. But is it Louis? Louis. But I think geographically that name is pronounced different in different places.
I say it's Louis.
And I don't think anybody really knows. I see a lot of guessing on social media. But is it Louis or Louis? Did you get him? Are they on hold?
I think it's Louis.
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 Press 2. For poppies, press 3. Or for marketing inquiries or anything else, please press 4.
No.
For sales and marketing inquiries, press 1. Oof. Or for anything else, please hold.
I love that. That's a great option. For anything else.
Please hold.
That's a lot of rings.
I'm sorry. All of our operators are busy at the moment, but they will answer your call as soon as possible.
Historical Palace Disease is speaking. How can I help?
Hi, quick question. It's Roz and Mocha from Toronto, Canada, part of the Commonwealth, I'm sure you know. Is the baby's name pronounced Louis or is it Louis?
I'm going to give you the Royal Household number because it came through to Historic Royal Palaces, and we look after the tourism and conservation at our palaces.
Do you know?
I'm not aware, no. So that's 0207.
0207.
Okay.
930.
930.
48. 32.
Could you just shout through the office there and just say, "Hey, is it Louis or Louis? What are we going with?"
I couldn't advise you. If you just ring them, they'll be able to help you.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Have a wonderful
right,
day.
No problem. Bye.
This is what I'm saying. It's so the palace doesn't know.
Hold on. Let's...
What in the hell is going on? We should have just asked them to put us through to the Queen.
Also, too many numbers.
Right?
Come on, guys. You're not going to get that together.
Your call cannot be completed as the number and dial again.
Okay.
Oh, can't be completed because you got too many damn numbers.
Okay.
Hold on. Is it? Do I dial one and then?
No, it's 01144 and then.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yes.
01144.
Yes.
And then the rest.
Yeah. 011 gets you over the lake.
Yeah.
Right? And then 44 gets you into the country. And then the number is the number. Oh,
what is it?
011 1144. Come and help more. Now who's old? Don't know how to dial a phone.
Well, I'm not making calls to England every day.
Yeah, I know.
And when we call the Queen, she's on speed dial.
Yeah, it's true.
Finally.
Good morning, Press Office. Safe speaking.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Wonderful. It's Roz and Mocha calling from Toronto, Canada. Question.
Hi.
Is the baby's name pronounced Louis or Louis?
You've actually come through to Historical Palaces, so we look after the public side, the public State Department of Kensington Palace. So any questions regarding the baby need to be redirected to the Royal Communications team. I can give you their number.
We were just on with the palace and they sent us to you.
It's definitely not us who's able to answer that.
What have you heard? Obviously, you guys are all buzzing about this over there. What have you heard? What are people saying in your office?
I haven't heard anything, I'm afraid. I can give you the number that I would direct you to.
Okay. So who do we call now?
It's 020.
020.
Yeah.
7930. Uh-huh.
7930.
4832.
4832. Okay. And what is your name?
Yes. Sophie.
Stacy, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Just to be clear, I got to dial 011, then 44, and then the rest?
Yeah. So it's 011. 011 gets you over the lake. Now, what is it called? What is that? The ocean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Multiple lakes combined.
Yeah. Okay. 011 gets you over the water, and then we get into the country with the 44, and then we're good. This shouldn't be that hard. It really shouldn't be.
That's what she said.
Stop it.
Hold on. Oh, no. Now I'm getting confused. I interrupted my dialing with it. That's what she said.
Okay.
Good morning, Buckingham Palace.
Yes, finally. Hi, it's Roz and Mocha calling from Toronto, Canada. Question for you. Is the baby's name pronounced Louis or is it Louis?
I'll try our press office for you. Thank you.
Thank you. Man, this is crazy difficult.
It shouldn't be this hard.
It's like the biggest news story in the world, and not one person over there could tell us.
Yes.
Hello?
Sorry to keep you waiting.
No problem. The baby's name, congratulations, by the way. Is it Louis or Louis? Hello? 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 Oh, did we just get put back on hold again?
Bro, like...
This shouldn't be that hard.
Like, come on.
Anybody who says that they know how to pronounce this name, I need to know where they got that information from.
Hello?
Hello?
Very sorry to keep you waiting.
Hi. Question for you. The baby's name, is it pronounced Louis or Louie? Hello?
Hello? Yo, why are we getting trolled by Buckingham Palace? I thought we were cool. Did she put us on hold to go answer that next call?
I think she did.
The Queen needs her tea.
Hello.
Hi. Quick question. Is the baby's name pronounced Louis or Louis?
Louis.
Ah, yes. Finally. Okay.
Thank you.
Prince Louis. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye. You want to give us his name. All right. So Prince, what do you say? I forgot.
Prince Louis.
Oh, Louis. Okay,
yes,
good.
It is Louis. There we go. God. Finally.
Listen, that is what you call investigative journalism right there.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast. Hello, this is Roz and Mocha.
Oh, my God. Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, Mocha. That's my mom.
Oh, what's your name?
My name is Celeste.
Celeste, and your mom is?
Carmela.
Hi, Carmela.
Hi, Mocha. I love you guys.
Oh, we love you, too. What's going on, ladies?
I never get through. Now my daughter calls, and she gets through every time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn. What are you guys up to?
I'm on my way to the airport. I'm going to Mexico.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
For how long?
For a week.
Where in Mexico are you going?
Puerto Vallarta.
Oh, Puerto Vallarta.
Now, are you going for just vacation? You going for work? What?
I'm going with my boyfriend. It's my first all-inclusive vacation, and I haven't been on any vacation in 3 years, so I'm very excited.
Oh, okay.
You can. There's some decent surfing in Puerto Vallarta.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, learning to surf, one of the most difficult things you'll ever have to do.
But let's be honest, you guys are just going there just to party and lounge on the beach and do a lot of drinking.
Yeah, that's true.
Is surfing the hardest thing to learn because every time you get out of the water, your pants fall down?
Every time you get out of the water, your pants fall down. No, I buy trunks that fit.
Yeah.
Because every time I get up, pants go down.
What are you talking about? Because of the weight of the water?
Yeah, the water just in life.
Just in life. Maury's like some weird novelty knickknack that like your grandfather would keep behind the bar. Like every time he stands up, the pants come down.
Hey, Celeste, is this your first trip alone with your boyfriend?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Oh. How do you feel about that, Carmella?
You know what? He's a really good boy, and she's very responsible, so I want them to have a good time.
Yeah. How much of a good time?
Not that much.
Oh, okay.
Like one room but two beds, good time, right?
All right.
Yeah,
all
but
right.
You know that's not going to happen, though.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
She's like, I don't want to think about it, though.
Okay, hold on. Celeste, how old are you?
I'm 22.
You're 22. You still live at home?
Yes.
Oh, you do? Do you have sleepovers with your boyfriend?
No, that's not allowed.
Okay, now we're on to something here.
Not allowed.
So this trip is necessity for you guys, then. A little time alone. Yeah, I know.
Carmella's like,
yeah, Celeste.
That's
so
throwing me under the bus.
So if you guys have not, if he's not allowed to sleep at your place, have you had sleepovers up to this point?
At his place, yes.
At his place.
But for a very long time, my dad didn't know that.
Okay, how does your mom feel about you sleeping at his place?
She knows that like we respect each other, and I'm responsible, and he's responsible, and we know that as long as we care about each other and we, like I said, we respect each other, then everything's okay.
Right.
How long have you guys been dating for?
7 months.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay. And so when you go to his place, do you sleep on the couch or you guys sleep in the same bed?
Dad might be listening.
Okay, yeah. I probably sniff it because my dad's in his truck and he's listening. Oh, my God.
Yeah. But okay.
I bet now you wish this is the one time you did not get through to the Rod Zamoga show.
Well, you know what? I really had to, but I did get through because my mom has been dying for the past few years to get through to you guys.
Okay. Now,
Roz, do you have any more questions for Celeste?
Yeah, I do actually. And so just assuming that your father is listening, okay? Assuming that your father is listening, what is your alcohol intake like? Are you going to do shots in Mexico?
Oh, I'm actually like a big baby when it comes to alcohol and drinking. Like my favorite drink is Smirnoff Ice, and apparently that's like the babiest drink.
Smirnoff.
I love it.
I don't know.
Okay, so you're
I'm like half clapping for that.
Okay, so you're just starting out then.
Yeah, exactly. I just started drinking like last November.
Okay, and was that right around the same time you started having sleepovers?
Oh my god, that's funny. I really, really hope, Dad, if you're listening, I love you.
All right, Celeste, thanks for calling in. Carmella, thank you for the call, and have a great time in Mexico.
Thank you so much. Bye, guys. Take care.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
When Catherine travels and then she's like comes back, do you wish that she was still away?
No, you know that. I absolutely hate when she's away.
Oh, okay.
He said multiple times on his show that when his girl, Catherine, is away, he
sits at home
at the coffee table, lights off, sometimes laptop open, most of the time laptop closed.
Yeah, I stare at the wall, and my muscles have started to atrophy by the time she gets back because I just I haven't done anything. I just sit in one spot. I have bed sores from sitting on the couch when she's gone.
Mocha, what's atrophy?
Okay.
Is it a chemical?
Is Matthew was away. Matthew was away for work.
Yeah.
He's back now and you wish he was still away.
Well, I just got really used to doing whatever I want.
What do you mean? Like what?
Like I ate two tubs of ice cream. I had a whole ton of Reese. I had popcorn. I had mac and cheese. I walked around naked.
Right, but why can you not? I guess the real
try
question
and get that image
is,
out of your head, Mocha.
The real question is why can't you do all that while Matthew's there? Some don't get me wrong. I fully understand that there people in relationships get their gears grinded by their partners all the time for what they eat and what they do.
My gears are grinded so. My gears are grinded so much.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
My gears.
You sound like a man that needs more chips
and ice cream.
Preach, sister. Okay. Preach.
So you are in a position right now where you were loving life when your husband was away. And
only just because there wasn't somebody sitting next to me going, really?
Because there wasn't a lot of rules, because you have a lot of rules.
Do you
in
need
your
that
house.
Popcorn?
Right. Yes. You have
okay,
a lot of
put
rules.
Put down the Reese.
I used to truly believe that one of the keys to a successful marriage was separate vacations. Mm-hmm. I really did, because it gives you time away. And the one thing that I feel that couples don't have enough of are their own stories. I think that couples get to a point where they sort of share a life and share a journey, and each other's stories are all intertwined, where you don't have your own adventures.
Well, as the
saying
goes.
And therefore, you don't have a lot to talk about, you know? And what winds up happening is that you just get home at the end of the day and you just sit around with each other talking about how terrible your day was. And you're talking about the same lousy coworkers day in and day out. And it's the same problems, where you don't go off and have your sort of own adventures.
But don't get me wrong, like I miss him. Like I still slept with one of his shirts, so I had his smell.
Yeah, no, I know. But I think that this is actually a good thing. As miserable as you may be right now because you can't sleep on his side of the bed, use his toilet, or eat ice cream for breakfast, I think that him going off and having a great adventure will hopefully
because
bring
as the
new
saying
stories
goes,
to the house.
When the heart is away, it's fonder.
Yes. But I think that he will go and have, he's going to come back with great stories. Right? And
yeah.
Bond over that. Like, I know that
you...
I know,
have to sit there and it's like, I have to hear him talk about himself. Okay.
Right. True love at its finest.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, this is Roz and Mocha.
Me and my husband make a point of doing that every year.
Oh, nice.
He's off to Talladega to pretend he's a redneck for the weekend.
Love that.
Yeah, Ricky Bobby, shake and bake, baby.
Oh, yeah. He's way too excited. And when he calls me from the weekend, he usually develops a pretty cool accent. So.
Love that.
And then I just had a girls' weekend in Blue Mountain.
Yeah.
And it was a bunch of moms with young kids. So we sat around and ate a lot of food, drank a lot of wine, and did not much else.
And like, don't get me wrong. When I say it's one of the keys to a successful marriage is separate vacations, I don't mean separate vacations at a necessity because you need time away, right? That's a whole different problem. Like if you feel that you either need to get away from the person or you're happy that the person that you're with has decided to leave for a little while, that's a set of problems, right?
Yeah.
But what I mean is that we just spend too much time talking to each other, but we only talk about the crap day that we had at work. And it's the same story. And we get home and we unload. And then the only adventures that you have are all adventures that you have together. And it's just really great to just go and do your thing or have something, experience something, and then come back with a new story that you can then share. Right?
Yeah.
I travel a ton for
work. But you have
work.
To have the talk before you go?
What talk?
I know that we're going on separate vacations, but that doesn't mean that you can, you know, look at other people and do other things.
Don't bring your weirdness in. You're exactly what I'm not talking about.
Hold on.
Murray.
What? Your husband went away for how many ever days he went away for? Did you guys have to have that talk?
Well, we had the talk while he was there.
Yeah, and who brought it up or you brought it up?
I brought it up, but it's half joking. Like, oh, okay, I bet you're looking at all the hot guys.
Right. That's not this.
Yeah.
That's called
that you're still loving somebody. That's like you love them so much you just fear that they might cheat.
No, it's called trust issues.
At best, what that is, your fear is that you love them a whole lot more than you think they love you.
Oh, see, I thought it was I love them so much, but I know that I'm not as like hot as other people.
Like, okay, maybe I would give you this, that one of the people in a relationship is saying, I love you so much and this is how I'm going to prove it. I bet you our relationship could withstand an affair. Right? Like maybe that would be the sort of mentality behind it. But other than that, no, go and have your own adventures, bring back new stories. Yeah. Don't do it as an escape or a way to get away. Just go and live and then you
and
have your life and don't cheat. For God's sake. And if you do cheat, don't think that qualifies as one of the stories to bring back to tell.
Yes, that's right.
You take that to the grave, right, Maureen?
Yeah, take it to the grave.
Right, take it to the grave.
Thanks for the call, Jessica.
Thank you. You guys are amazing.
Bye-bye. The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast. Hey, is this Caroline?
It is.
Caroline, thank you for texting.
No problem.
It's the Roz and Mocha Show. What do you want to say?
Well, I didn't get a chance and no one asked me who my favorite was. And my favorite's Roz. I just love his dry humor. I love his sarcasm, his maturity. But you seem like a lot of fun, Mocha.
Uh-huh. That's fine. I'm a young, fun guy.
Yeah, my maturity. You had to say maturity, huh? I'm gonna write a list of words that people cannot use when describing me because I will just wind up getting roasted forever.
You old ass.
But your maturity and your sarcasm, it's attractive. And it's also fun in a different way.
Oh, thank
it's fun
you.
In a different
okay.
way.
Just
like old, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Carolyn. Call us, yes. Text us anytime.
Does she know that Roz is 43?
Shut up. Hi, it's Roz and Mocha Show. What's up?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Devanna.
Devanna, what's going on?
I just wanted to let you guys know that Murray is my favorite.
Have a good day.
Like a Maury. The Roz and
Mocha Show Podcast. So there's a university in the States down in Utah where in the library they have installed something called a cry closet.
What?
It's a place where stressed out students can go and have a cry.
Get out of here.
Yeah. But it's not like they took an actual closet that's like against the wall and refurbished it on the inside with stuffed
animals. They built a closet in the library.
It's in the middle of the room. It was built by an art student. So it's sort of like, I guess, an art installation, if you want to even call it that. But it's a place where stressed out students can go and have a cry.
But why put it in the middle of the library? Because, that's even more stressful because all eyes are on you as you're walking in and walking out.
That's what I said. Why are you going to put the cry closet in the quietest place in a school?
Yeah.
Right? I would just go to the library to listen to people cry in the cry closet.
Like, what if you are one of those people that's a loud crier? Like once you start get going, right?
Like once you get going. And the best part is that I, you know, some people are like, you know, this is really great and students need a safe space, a place to go and cry. But one of the rules is, of course, you have to knock before entering.
Yeah.
Only one person in the cry closet at a time. Because you know what happened if I was in college and they had a cry closet, right? Smush room.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. Also,
right in the middle of the library.
Also, you better have a handle or somewhat of a handle on your emotions before you go into the cry closet because they don't give you a lot of time to work through things because there is a 10-minute time limit.
Oh, get out of here. Yes. You have 10 minutes to get in and deal with your emotions and that's it?
Yeah, yeah. And there's a timer in there. So when you go in, there's a light that goes on and a timer starts. To me, that seems very stressful.
Yeah.
Right?
That's not enough time to deal with your emotions.
Yeah. So they've installed a cry closet because I guess that's what students need because school is so stressful.
Has it been successful?
It's just happened.
Oh,
they just happened.
They need to do these at workplaces.
Yeah. Have you? You've cried at work many times,
Maury. Of course I have.
Where do you cry?
Well, if I'm not crying in front of you guys.
Yeah.
Where do you go?
There's a bathroom.
You go to the bathroom and cry? That's so sad, going to the bathroom.
But where else are you
going to
go? Where else are you going
to
go?
I don't know. To me, that's a very sad thing. For one, that you're actually crying at work. Like, nobody should cry at work. Nobody's
Well, I wasn't going to tell you until you asked.
No, I know. But nobody's job should make them cry, for God's sake. It's work.
Yeah.
You know?
No, but everybody gets stressed out at work sometimes. And you all need a place to just go where you're alone, where somebody thinks you're peeing, but you're crying.
Building. Right. I think we have, like, wellness rooms. somewhere in this building.
Do
you should
we?
Go.
We've
yeah,
but no. But if you go into a wellness
room,
people think, "Oh, look, he's going to the wellness room." You go into the bathroom, people just think, "Oh, he's using the bathroom."
You just don't want even people to think that there's something
right because you know there's people that sit outside the wellness room like check-in thing.
Yeah, I've never seen the wellness rooms in this building, but I guarantee you, Maury's right that if I had a desk beside the wellness room, yeah, I'd have a list of just everybody who's gone in to cry. Yeah. Like for sure, I would.
And what if people go more than once? You're going to put check marks next to their name.
Yeah,
there's Maury for the 57th time this month.
57th time this month. That guy's going to work through some stuff.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hi, good morning. This is the Roz and Mocha Show.
Good morning, Roz and Mocha. Hope you guys remember me. I'm the one with the million things that I did for my birthday.
Oh yes. You called us last week. Hold on.
Yep.
You called us last week. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but you are 8 months pregnant.
Yep.
And you were celebrating a massive, massive birthday with people at your work. And then you were doing a dinner at the Pickle Barrel in Brampton.
Oh, your memory is so good. Yep.
Right? Yep. And then you did a bunch of family stuff on the weekend, right?
Yeah, I did. And I've got a whole bunch of free stuff.
Nice.
Oh, yes, that's right.
It's all the free stuff
all
that she did.
All the free stuff. Yeah. You were going to get your booster juice.
Yeah.
You
Denny's
were going
breakfast.
To get your breakfast at Denny's.
Breakfast.
Yeah? What else?
Starbucks.
Oh, yeah, your Starbucks.
Yeah, your Starbucks. Yeah, that's right.
Lufthansa changed their policy. Now you just get a $50 coupon, but that's okay.
Okay, so yeah, because you were going to Lufthansa to get your free underpants, right?
Yeah. But they changed their policy, so I got a 50% off coupon. But I went to Sephora and got a free little makeup kit.
That's perfect.
Yo.
Hey, when did Lufthansa stop giving out panties for the birthday?
That's what I said. I said, are you guys serious? I collect them every year.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we stopped for a while. And I was like,
That's not right. No. What does a set of birthday panties look like? Are they quality?
Yeah, so they're anyone from the bunch. They have a whole bunch there, and you pick your favorite one. So
really,
the one that stands out the most.
Man.
My last one was nice and pretty and fluffy with, like, pink and, like, other colors.
Wow, I like that. All right, so what can we do for you? What's going on?
I just want to shout you guys out. You guys are amazing. That just makes people, like, feel good in the morning. I only listen to you in the morning. Forget the other stations, sorry. But you guys are just a ray of sunshine in the morning, and, you know, I just want to give my condolences to those who lost their lives in Toronto. You know, the Sticks is a great place to be, and it's unfortunate that had to happen. But when you have people that we listen to, such as yourselves in the morning, it just brings you that extra joy. You guys are amazing. Keep doing what you're doing. God has a plan for you guys. And this weekend I'm turning up at my baby shower. Feel free to drop by. So, you know, feel free to drop by, you know. I'm not putting out the address in case I get a whole bunch of people there, but
No problem.
What is your name again?
Brittany, aka Twix from Rexdale.
Okay, Brittany from Rexdale. We love you so much. You have our number. Please, 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 please call us like all the time, okay?
Definitely. And shout out to the school that I work at. I'm not going to say it either, but they know who they are.
Yeah.
All right.
It's in Sobico there. I'm a kindergarten ECE teacher.
Nice.
So, yeah.
All right, Brittany, you keep doing you, girl.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
All right, let's get right into it, man. Jay Schwant is on the phone, and he's got 14 kids.
Yeah, he and his wife. It's not that they have 14 kids. This is what made the story so incredible this week when it came out, is that they have 14 boys, and they just had their 14th, and I guess they were really hoping for a girl this time around.
But 7 days ago, it was like, hey, guess what?
Yeah.
It's a boy.
And it's also a lightning rod of a topic because people are like, you can't take care of 14 kids. It's impossible. What are you doing? You're irresponsible. Like, they get a lot of heat for this. And I guess that's why they're putting it all into a documentary as well soon.
Hey, Jay, what's going on, man? It's Roz and Mocha.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks.
So 14 kids, huh?
Yeah.
Sorry, let me rephrase that.
Yeah,
so, 14 boys, huh?
That's correct.
Can I ask you a question? Why do you want 14 kids? How did that happen?
You know,
we enjoy it. You know what I mean? It is, for, you know, from the outside looking in, it's pretty crazy. But, you know, it's what we've always known and what we've always done. And I've told people I can't imagine not having 14 kids. So.
Really?
Yeah, because there's another side to this. I mean, you know, a lot of people would talk about, like, you know, the sort of, you know, funner aspects of how loud your house is, everything else. But you guys get some really harsh criticism.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, we go with the flow. Yeah. You know, it is what it is. And, you know, honestly, it's from people that don't know us, have never been around us. And, you know, I understand. I mean, I don't understand some of the you know, just the horrible meanness. But, you know, the people that think we're crazy and stuff like that, I mean, I don't mind those kind of comments. Yeah. But, yeah, we get it, you know. But we put ourselves out there. We talk to people, and that kind of opens it up for that kind of criticism. So
Jay, your kids, they range in ages from the youngest is, well, the baby. Right. And then up to 25 years old. So do all of your kids live at home right now still?
No, we've got our oldest son, Tyler, is out. He lives about 30 minutes north of us. He's around all the time. The next one down, Zach, still, he goes to college right in Grand Rapids, our hometown. So he lives at home. And then we have the next two down, Drew and Brandon, numbers 3 and 4, go to university about an hour and a half away. So, the other live on campus.
Okay, but summer, you still have 10 kids living at home.
And this summer we'll have 13 of the 14 living at home when the two come home for the summer.
So you have you and your wife had made a sort of tradition of not finding out the sex of the baby until you actually were in the delivery room. And so all 13 boys were surprise boys. Were you hoping for a daughter at any point?
Well, I was holding out a little hope this time, I guess.
And, based on what?
Based on sheer hope.
No stats, nothing.
No, that's out the window. Medically, statistically, everything else says that I was crazy for even thinking it might be a girl. But, from what I understand, it's 50-50 each time. So.
Yeah. Right. Do you guys live in a big house?
Yeah, we've got a pretty good-sized house out in the middle of the woods. You know, we're just north of Grand Rapids, Michigan, which is the second largest city in Michigan. So we're 15 or 20 minutes from, you know, the arenas and the restaurants and everything like that. But we've got our own little compound in the middle of the woods where they can build forts and collect bugs and all the stuff that boys do.
What is your grocery bill every month?
It's pretty crazy. We do about once a week, we do one of the big warehouse, you know, bulk things where you buy, you know, 10 boxes of cereal and all that kind of stuff. So it's crazy. You know, we've got, you know, we're doing 6 or 8 school lunches every day, you know, and everything that we do is just done on a grander scale.
What do you go through the most of? Like, is it milk? Is it like?
Can I guess? Is it toilet paper?
We go through a lot of toilet paper, but I think it'd be worse if we had 14 girls. So.
Right, true that. How many bathrooms do you have in the house?
We have 4 bathrooms, and again, having all boys, it's a little easier, you know, because they only need a few minutes in the morning, you know, to get themselves ready. So.
Yeah, but boys tend to smell worse than girls, I find.
I believe that's true. We only have one girl in the house, and she smells pretty. So,
right, yeah.
Mommy says it's kind of like living in a locker room, you know, because now you're with all the boys. So. Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you a question. What is the schedule on who gets the television remote at what times of the day and what days of the week?
We try to limit the television. I mean, in today's day and age, it's a little crazy as it is, but... You know, one of the harder parts of having all of these boys at different ages is the older boys are allowed to watch things that the little boys aren't, you know, so the older boys kind of take the downstairs and the TV down there, and then the little guys will try to sneak down there, you know, if they're watching something that they know they shouldn't watch. I think that's more of a challenge for them, so.
So, Jay, you and your wife have 14 kids, all boys, and I understand that there's a documentary that's going to debut on Lifetime in June on your family. Have you been approached before to do a reality show on your family?
Yeah, we have, and we've always kind of shied away from it. You know, when we were approached this time to do this documentary, we thought, well, kind of now or never. And it's not as intrusive as a real, it's a one-time, 1-hour documentary on, you know, because
and I'm looking forward to it. You know, I enjoy people seeing our family and seeing how happy we are and how, you know, other than the fact that we have so many, how normal we are.
Before we let you go, can you give us all their names and ages in a row? Go.
I got Tyler, Zachary, Andrew, Brandon, Tommy, Vinny, Calvin, Gabe, West, Charlie, Luke, Tucker, Frankie, and Francisco. And Finley. I watched the end of it. You know, the ages, we said a bunch of birthdays, so I do stumble on those a little bit. But it goes from 25 down to 1 week.
Right.
Jay, we appreciate your time, bro. Thanks for joining us on The Roz and Mocha Show.
All right, thanks, guys. We'll see ya.
Yeah, The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, it's Roz and Mocha. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I had a favor, actually. My daughter, it's her 13th birthday today, so I was just wondering if maybe you could sing her happy birthday.
Oh, where's she at?
She's right here. Oh. Hi.
Hi, honey. Hi. What's your name?
Daniela.
Daniela? So 13, huh?
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to the most about finally being a teenager?
Wearing makeup.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, are you wearing any makeup today?
No, she's not allowed yet.
So was that the deal? So what were some of the things that that your parents had said that you would be able to do once you were 13? Is makeup one of them? What about a cell phone? Do you already have a cell phone?
Yeah, I already have one because I have to walk home.
Okay. Does your mom have your passwords?
Yeah. Okay. All of them.
Okay. And what about makeup, Mom? When can she wear makeup?
Debatable.
What do you think is fair for starting point for your 13-year-old when she is allowed to wear makeup?
I would think maybe just like a little bit of eyeshadow and mascara.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, what does school think about that? Like, does school have a problem? Like, if your kid shows up at 13 wearing makeup, do they have a say in this or no?
I don't think they do because there are a lot of children within our school that do wear the makeup. Mm-hmm. I think it's more of a personal preference by the parents.
Right.
Personally, I think she's That's beautiful tough. Already, so she doesn't need that, but... Yeah. I know it's eventually going to happen, so I'm willing to compromise.
And is that a thing? Parents have to have the kids' passwords for their phone?
Oh, hell yes.
100%.
Oh, hell yes.
She's not passwords. Allowed to have her phone if I don't have the password.
Right.
Damn.
But Good. Then she could just delete texts and stuff before she hands it to you.
No.
Come on, man.
No, she can't.
Why you keep throwing out ideas like that?
Passwords mean meaning the mom can access her Facebook remotely anytime she wants.
Oh, and there's no Facebook.
Oh, there's no Facebook. No Facebook. Good for you.
No,
good for you.
Wow.
Facebook is where all the bad things in the world happen.
Exactly. Instagram is bad enough. Never mind.
Yeah. Those DMs on Instagram, huh?
Yeah.
Jeez. You all must be checking those like they're lottery numbers.
It's Daniela, right?
Yeah, it is.
All right. From the Roz and Mocha Show.
Okay,
ready?
Hold on one second. Let me just give us a get our note.
Three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
You can maybe sit this one out.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, you're gonna need to pause more. Honestly, sit this one out, okay?
No,
you're getting a damn it free Maury happy birthday, okay?
Okay.
You're getting a damn it Maury free happy birthday.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear.
I don't remember your name, Danielle.
Happy birthday to you.
Mocha Show. Podcast.
I want to talk to you about snacks.
Snacks?
Snacks.
Oh, man. I plowed through some snacks last night.
Okay, because I know.
Watching all them sports games.
Yeah, because you were DMing me pictures of you with chips and... Did you say sports games?
Yeah.
Like you've never ever watched sports in your life?
Yeah, I was just so much sportsing last night.
Okay, sports games. So what did you have last night? Because it was a huge sports night. There was a lot of snacking going on last night. What did you have?
Swedish berries, which are my favorite.
Okay.
And then I plowed through a bag of salt and vinegar chips.
Yeah.
And then I plowed through a Snickers bar.
Okay. Jeez.
And then I plowed through a bag of, it's a Chicago mix popcorn.
Wow. Okay. So here, let me ask you this. Good morning, Damon Maury. I snacked myself to craziness last night. So salty snacks or sweet snacks? What's your number one go-to? Salty snacks,
sweet.
Snack, sweet.
Yeah.
Maury?
I always go for the candy first.
Absolutely sweet. Sweet. 31% of people said sweet. 69% said salty.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Although, I mean, my favorite thing on earth is popcorn. That would be salty.
That would be salty. Yeah. Well, no, depending, because you can put sweet stuff on popcorn.
But just like popcorn in general, I think, has usually.
No, popcorn in general, unless you put salt on it. Yeah. It's just plain. I like straight up plain Jane.
Devoured a bag of rice. Smart food.
It's like saying rice is salty.
True. Oh, yeah. No, but smart food, the smart food popcorn, they add stuff to it.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. I love that.
Oh, smart food isn't even popcorn. That's like a whole other thing. I put smart food in its own category. Yeah.
I tried a brand new candy bar last night, which would, I think, upset maybe you.
Okay.
It's the new O. Henry 420.
Don't make me sound like I get upset over chocolate bars, okay?
But here's the thing. It's an O. Henry 425, and it's an O. Henry bar without the chocolate.
Oh, shut up.
See, I told you.
Why are you so mad, bro?
Never mind. Okay, do you prefer, do you pretty much snack throughout the day or any specific time during the day? So either it varies throughout the day or you have regular snack time.
No, it varies. It varies throughout the day, yeah.
Maury,
but what if it's all day?
Okay, what if it's all day?
Then, like, I have snack departments in the house.
Oh, don't worry. We're going to get to that.
Okay.
Are you a late night snacker, meaning after 9 p.m.?
No.
No, so you're not. So 54% of people said yes, they were.
How do you have willpower?
Yeah, no, last night was like the first time in like, I don't even know how long. Okay. I plowed through all them snacks.
Do you ever snack in bed?
No, never.
No food allowed.
No food allowed. Oh, that's right. It's one of the rules.
No food allowed in the bed.
Right. No bare feet in the bed for Maury. No food allowed in the bed for Maury. Yeah. 34% harsh. Of people said, yes, they do snack in bed. Do you store your snacks anywhere other than the kitchen, like at your desk or in your car?
Personally, no.
In a secret bag in the closet?
You don't even have to answer, Maury. We all know yes
But you're naming
everything.
Off all my places. The glove compartment, in the office drawer, yes, in the kitchen, right. And of course as well in the closet.
Right. 24% of people said that they do not store snacks in any place other than the kitchen.
I love getting in the car and you open the glove box. You're like, ooh.
Okay. And finally, we'll end it this way. Are you more likely to snack if you're having a bad day?
I'm not. Go ahead, Maury.
Like a day.
Yeah.
Bad day, good day, sunny day, rainy day, winter day, no matter what.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Prince Harry asked his bro,
Harry.
You're a wizard, Harry. Prince William, new dad.
Yeah.
For the third time. To be his best man.
Oh, he did.
He did.
You kind of have to, though.
It's official. Yeah.
Yeah. I was my brother's best man.
Were you?
Yeah. Well, his wedding was really... My brother's wedding was dope. They got married like...
Wasn't it like in a desert or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wicked. I like that.
They went out to... They got married in Nevada. Yeah. And went out in the desert. And there was like... I don't know. Maybe there was 10 people. Something like that. Roxy was just a baby. And they went out in the desert and got married. And like, when you're looking out, there's just like hills and tumbleweeds and everything else.
Yeah.
And then right as the ceremony was happening, like two actual cowboys just sort of like rode up on the hill and they were like silhouetted behind the setting sun. Like, it was crazy.
No.
It was crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, but it was choreographed.
It was choreographed. But my job as a best man, because there was no sort of like bachelor party or anything like that. Like, I really didn't have to do I had very few jobs. Yeah. I can only imagine what like William's jobs would be, or you had a much larger wedding. Like, the jobs of the best man were fairly extensive. I got off fairly easy.
For my wedding, I asked my dad to be my best
man. That's right, which still breaks my heart.
Right.
In a good way. I don't mean in a sad way, because I think you're a loser for asking your dad.
I
just said it's a good way. I don't want to say it breaks my heart.
Okay.
I don't want you to think it's because I didn't think you had any friends, is what I was saying.
Yo, man, I got enough friends.
I know. That's why I clarified.
But my dad, his only job was to show up that day.
Okay.
And his only job was to give us the rings when it came time for... Yeah. The rings.
But doesn't the best man have to do so many other things usually? Like, there's a big job description.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. But I think it really depends on who the best man is. Because I don't think you put you need to get me loaded in the hands of your father.
No. Right? And there was no way we were going to invite my dad to Vegas for my bachelor party.
Correct. Okay.
So I would say like my unofficial best men were DJ Climax and his brother.
Right.
Because they kind of like, them along with my other buddy Cliff put together my Vegas bachelor party weekend.
Yeah.
And we weren't going to invite Vern.
No.
You know what I mean? No. But that would have been super
did
weird.
Did he feel slighted? Did he feel left out at all? No,
no
he didn't.
Okay. I was
dad's best man.
You were your old man's best man?
I really was.
You see, that's another great one, too, is when the dad asked the son to be the best man. I like that.
And I got pens with like their names on. I still have them now. Yeah. Like, that was the best.
Pants?
Man. Pen, P-N.
Oh, pens. I think like, I get pants with their names on
you
it.
You gave a pen to who,
no,
Frank?
That was the gift they gave me for being the best man.
Oh, yeah.
Like a pen and pencil set.
Here's pants with our names on it.
Frank and Maury forever.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, Kiss, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, it's Rosanna.
How are you, Rosanna?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. I listen to you every morning. You always put a smile on my face.
Nice.
Through the hardest times and through the fun times, I enjoy listening to the radio.
Oh, you guys are amazing. Thank you.
I just want to set the record straight because I don't think Roz is being appreciated as he should be.
I feel the same way as you do.
What?
I mean, he is intelligent.
Thank you.
He is sexy. And he is hot. There's nothing wrong with him.
No. Can you pause for 1 second? Who says there's something wrong with me?
You didn't check Twitter this morning, did you?
No, hold on. I just can't believe how many people call in and say Mocha is great, and he is. He's funny.
Yeah, Mose is great.
Really? I just excited I got through. I'm shocked. It's been years I've been trying to get through.
Why does everybody who says something nice about me have the world's worst telephone?
Yeah. Sorry, Roseanne. Your phone's breaking up. What?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think she trolled you.
Roz, you poor thing.
Yeah, I know. Thank
you. Underappreciated. Underappreciated.
I know. Very, very much so underappreciated. Top to bottom. I agree with you.
Okay, Rosanna, what else do you like about Roz?
Thank you.
Well, he is just a funny guy. And
hold on. Roz is the funny one?
I am shocked. You are a funny Mocha, but I mean, I just, like I said, every day I listen to the radio, and when you ask who they like the best, it's always Mocha, and I don't understand it. I really don't.
Yeah, join the club.
Oh, okay. For you, Roz, I feel for you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah,
join the club.
Okay.
All right, Rosanna.
So I just want to thank you for putting a smile on my face every day. Keep doing what you guys are doing. You guys are a great dynamic.
You are the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Rosanna.
Bye. Okay.
All right, have a good day.
You too.
We can't count that one because I didn't ask at the beginning of the call who the favorite is. Does it?
No. Why? Because you didn't ask?
Yeah, I didn't ask.
Please.
It doesn't count.
You're so terrible.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hello, Kiss 92.5, Roz and Mocha.
Hello.
Yo.
Roz, how the hell do you get away with not participating in more of these games that you guys do?
I'm not good at it.
No, I don't know about that.
You don't know anything about me, bro.
I don't know much about you, but listen.
Why be so mean to the guy? Holy. What's your name, sir?
I'm just calling to say, you know what, maybe Ross should participate a little bit more, because Maury takes a beating.
No.
And Mocha, you're hilarious with that, with all the games that you guys play. But
What's your name, sir?
My name is Colin.
How long have you been listening to the Roz and Mocha Show?
Years, man. I don't know. Yeah. 5, 6, 7 years. I don't know.
That's dope. Thank you, man. Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Duh.
I love this part, but it has to be Mocha.
Yeah.
Duh. You know why?
Right?
You know why?
Why?
Because I'm brown from Scarborough, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I could tell right away. That's why I had no time for you, man.
You could tell right away?
Yeah. Not that you're brown. I could tell right away that Mocha was your favorite.
Yes. Big up Scarborough. Thanks, Colin. Have a great day.
You guys are good. You too, guys.
Later.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Let me read this to you. Getting this from the CNN website. Crystal Tadlock got off a plane last week in Minneapolis. Did I say that right?
Minneapolis.
After an 8.5-hour flight from Paris. She was supposed to catch a connecting flight home to Denver. So she decided to save an apple she had been given as part of her in-flight meal service. But before her next flight, she had to go through customs, where she was stopped by a customs and border protection agent.
Mm-hmm.
And because apples and most fresh produce are a violation, the agent said to her, "Well, what do we have here?" And she said, "Well, it's an apple." And the agent said, "This is a civil violation." And she got hit with a fine of $500.
Oh, shut up. Why not just throw the apple out?
Tadlock tried to explain that the apple was clearly from Delta because it was in a Delta-branded clear bag, along with some silverware from the flight.
You stole silverware? That's a violation right there.
And it was still sealed. The agent wasn't convinced and told her that there was no way to know whether the apple had come from somewhere else in France.
Sure, sure. Just throw the apple out and go on with your life.
So they escorted her to another room.
One of those rooms?
One of those rooms.
The yellow folder room?
The yellow folder room.
No.
And she got hit
worst.
With a $500 fine because she put the apple from her Delta flight.
In her bag.
In her bag.
Yeah.
As she was making her connecting flight.
Yeah. It's such a racket. And there's an even bigger racket than that, which I have seen on multiple occasions when you're flying internationally and you have to connect somewhere. Because what people do is they will go to the airport, right?
Yeah.
Ah, okay, got an 8-hour flight and then a quick connection, and then I'm 90 minutes and I'm home. So before they get on the 8-hour flight, they hit up duty free.
Yeah.
And they buy themselves a big old bottle of Jack, carton of cigarettes, whatever it is, right? Then they get on that flight. They fly 8 hours. Some airports, when you're connecting, you have to loop around and do security again.
Yeah.
So they already went through duty free and security, got on their 8-hour flight, landed, now have to go through security again. I cannot tell you the amount of times I have been through security and there is a garbage pail there. And in that garbage pail are dozens of stapled plastic bags with giant bottles of booze in them.
There has to be.
The like, only way to do it is they say
you have to check it.
But the problem is when you're connecting, your bags just go ahead on a lot of these flights.
They got to figure
so
that out.
So you don't
though.
Even get your bag
to check.
So you get off the 8-hour flight. You only got 90 minutes till you're home on the quick connection and you got to leave your booze in the garbage.
They got to figure that
out.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, man.
They have to figure that out.
All the time. All the time.
Come on. That's wrong. So wait, so what happens with that stuff then?
Oh, please.
They take it.
Of course
people
they do.
Take it,
of
right?
Of course they do.
Carton of cigarettes, like a bottle of vodka.
Yeah, cigarettes you're fine with, but you can't take the vodka. Some people it's perfume.
Yeah,
right. Like some people go to duty free and then they spend $250 on a thing of perfume. It's sitting in the garbage can because it's over 5 mil or whatever it is.
Yeah,
you can't do that. It's crazy. But an apple that you got on a flight.
Yeah.
Is barbaric to me. Like that's next level.
I had an aunt who I think it was from like Guyana to here.
Yeah.
Or Guyana to New York.
Yeah.
And she had mangoes or a mango.
Can't do that.
And they said no.
No.
So she got out of the line.
Yeah.
Ate the mango.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yes.
In front of the agent.
100%.
Ate the mango right there, right from Guyana. Yep. Ate the mango and then got back in the line and was like, mango done.
Yep.
And then proceed.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, Kiss. It's Roz and Mocha.
Holy crap. I got in. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I've been listening to you guys forever. And I just started listening to your podcast last week.
Oh, wow. Nice. What's your name?
Mark.
Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. How long have you been listening?
On and off, basically, since you started.
Oh, okay. 8.5 years now, yeah?
Yeah, I have 20 minutes to work, so I put you guys on, and then I found out about your podcast last week, so I've been killing that.
Oh, nice. So, yeah, we're 27 episodes deep,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So how did you start listening to the podcast? Latest, and then you're working backwards, or did you start from episode one?
I actually started probably halfway through,
yeah.
Killed all of them, and then I actually just downloaded from one till I'm going back now.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Dude, let me tell you something, Mark. One of my favorite episodes of the Roz and Mocha podcast, we did one where it was all the games that we play on the show. So Rub It On My Face, 5 and 7, Pinched, all that stuff is in one specific episode, and it's an early episode too. It's episode 6.
Yeah, I think I saw that. I'm pretty sure. I'm super excited to listen to that one.
Yeah, dude.
I love your game.
Nice, man. Well, listen, dude, thank you so much for calling in. Glad you enjoy the show. Glad you enjoy the podcast. Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Honestly, Roz.
Right on.
Why?
Oh.
He just has that voice and just captivates, you know?
Yeah.
He just pulls you in.
Turns you on, huh?
Shut up, Mark. <Okay.
laughs> Hey, Mark, you're the best, dude. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, guys.
Roz and Mocha Q&A.
This is a fun part of the podcast. This is Ask Roz and Mocha, and it is a podcast exclusive.
The questions are sourced through Instagram. So once a week, you'll see us post an Ask Roz and Mocha picture, and then you guys just comment in the bottom, and then we just grab a bunch of these, and we'll try and get a few people on the phone with us. And on the phone with us now, Sarah Hewley, who has been dying to have a question answered on Ask Roz and Mocha on the podcast, right?
Yes, I have been, yes. Certainly.
Okay. Sarah, hello. How are you?
Hello. I'm pretty good. Yeah. I'm on my last day of classes ever.
Wow.
I'm excited.
Damn.
Wow.
Yes. Congratulations.
What are you?
Thank you.
What are
you
graduating from?
I'm graduating from Teachers College, so pretty exciting.
Oh, no. Oh, there you go.
Come to teach your kids.
Ideally, what grade would you like to teach?
I mean, I'm not sure if I want to be a teacher, but probably like young grades sort of 1 to 3, maybe.
Seems like a waste of time to go to college for something you don't actually want to do.
Yeah, you're telling me. It's been a good year.
Damn, Sarah. All right, so teacher Sarah, yeah. What is your question?
So, would you rather only have sex with furniture forever, or every time you hold a baby, you drop it, and you're not allowed to refuse to hold the baby, and you can't tell anyone that you're going to drop their baby?
Oh. Jesus.
God, hold on. You just graduated Teachers College, okay. And these are the kind of questions that you're asking us?
Okay, so let me break this down here.
They're teaching the youth, yes.
Okay, so would you rather for the rest of your life only have sex with furniture, or every time you hold a baby, you drop the baby, and you aren't allowed to refuse to hold the baby?
Yeah, you're not allowed to.
But, do you pick the furniture?
You can, well, it's going to be like regular furniture. Like,
no, I mean, like can you
dresser.
Pick if it's a side table or a couch?
Oh, yeah, man. Everyone has preferences.
Okay, I'll go first, and I'm just going to say, sorry, baby.
No.
Dropping it?
Yeah.
You're dropping babies?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Because think about the amount of times in my, because you, this is different for you, Mocha, right now, because you have a baby, right?
I know.
I'm at a point in my life right now of where I haven't held a baby in, I don't even know.
Probably my kid.
Your
when he
kid.
Came in like
and,
November
and
for a visit.
And before that was like, I guess my niece, but that was like once. You know, went over the holidays. Like,
oh,
I have, like, I would be intimate with furniture quite frequently. And I, like I'm saying, more times in my life, like, I don't hold that many babies.
Would it be worse if you, like, drop it and then no one would ever want to talk to you again if you drop their baby and it
But Roz,
dies.
I would be talking to people now anyway.
Yeah, but, like, how often am I going to be holding babies? Like when you start getting up there... Like, when you start getting up there, like, you don't have that many opportunities to hold babies.
Yeah, see, I would have to say, I'm sorry, guys, I have to say the furniture.
The furniture.
Yeah, because,
yeah,
like, my son, he just turned one.
Right.
And we have, in our circle of friends, there's, like, 5 other people who have kids who are my son's age as well. They were all born within the same, like, couple of weeks, few months. So, like, we're around these kids all the time and, like, holding each other's babies. So,
given the choice, Mocha, between dropping your son or having sex with his crib.
Listen, crib, we're getting on.
Okay. And it's not like, I think what Maury was asking too is that it's not an involuntary thing. It's not like you suddenly have this insatiable lust for furniture, right? Like, you will be able to control your actions. You will just, it will be the only thing, your option will only be furniture.
I mean, you can choose between the furniture, but yeah, you're getting freaky with some bed tables.
The couch, the same thing I say to my husband, I'm too tired.
No, because you will want to. Like I'm assuming that you can then choose, yes, to not have sex for the rest of your life, sure. But if on a day of where you really feel like it, it's couch cushions.
It's couch cushions.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with furniture.
Wow. I thought I was going to have more support on this one.
I mean, I would choose the babies too, because I feel like after a while, people would just stop offering me to hold their baby.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Damn. I didn't think about that. Can I change my answer?
No. No. Not only that, not only are you having sex with furniture, Mocha, but you're also never allowed to hold a baby again. None of your friends will trust you.
Yeah. They'd be like, weirdo. Oh, man. Sarah, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you guys.
All right.
Thanks for joining us on the podcast. Take care.
Oh, what a terrible question. My gosh.
Very bad.
Okay. Moving on now.
Oh, hey, here's one.
Yeah.
Question for @RozWeston.
Oh.
Mocha or damn it, Maury? This question submitted by Mocha.
Oh. Oh, you submitted a question.
Hell yeah. It popped up on my timeline.
Hold
on
here.
Feed.
Okay. So this is a question from you, and your question is Mocha or Maury?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Well, obviously Mocha.
Cool. Next question.
Okay. I don't even know what, based on what, I don't know. But if just given the choice, I have to go.
Just in general.
I have to go with you for various reasons. Don't get me wrong, Maury. I don't want you out of my life. But if it came down to it, I have to pick Mocha.
I'm much better at certain things.
Well, listen, the question was on a desert island. It was not that. Right. It was not you and I alone. It was just straight up. Pick one. Yeah. I'm going to have to go with.
No, this went south fast.
Well, what do you want me to say?
Me.
Why you? Why would you think that I would say you?
Just to make me happy.
No, so, see, I don't do that, Maury. I don't do things to make just to make people happy.
Just spit the truth.
Yeah, I never have. It's a terrible way to live. It's a sad, sad, sad way to live, which is how you live. That's why I picked Mocha.
Okay, here's a question that you can answer first, Maury. This is from Miriam. What's something your brain tries to make you do and you have to will yourself not to do it?
Oh, hell.
Can I whisper it first to Roz and then he can tell me if I'm allowed to say it or not?
Yes. Yes, whisper it to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cheat.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, man, you whispered that right in the microphone. We all heard you.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that, Maury.
Okay.
Okay.
How about you, Roz?
What is something that my brain tries to make me do and I have to will myself not to do it?
You want to whisper it to me?
No, I don't want to put my mouth that close to you.
That's what she said.
I don't know.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, okay, go. You go, because then I think that you're gonna have to tickle my interest here.
So, you know, I'm like hothead, right?
Yes, you are.
Hothead. Let's say if I'm driving on the highway.
Yeah.
And somebody gets into my lane.
Yeah.
Without signaling, right. And like just butts right in.
Yeah.
Or if I'm trying to get into somebody else's lane and my signal is on and I'm trying to get in front of a car and that car keeps speeding up to block me.
Yeah. So road rage is your...
Road rage.
Right.
What I would want to do is honk my horn.
Yeah.
And flip the dude off or whoever is behind the wheel.
Yeah.
And maybe do my window down and start yelling and cussing.
Does that make you feel better when you do that,
oh,
though?
Yeah.
It does. Okay.
It makes me feel great.
Okay, so why not do it then?
Yeah. But
it makes you feel better.
My brain tells me to do it, but then the sensible part of me says,
right,
no good is going to come from this.
I agree.
Right?
I agree. I've come up with mine. Of this, okay. The question was, again, what's something your brain tries to make you do and you have to will yourself not to do it? Pointing out when people are clearly wrong. Whenever I see somebody that is saying something or doing something that is clearly wrong, like where there's no debate, where they are clearly wrong, I just want to immediately, with no feelings or with no consideration for feelings at all, just tell them that they're wrong.
Like when they say the earth is flat.
No, not even that. Not even that, because that's somebody believe. Like when somebody is just, when some people just throw stuff out or they do something. And I'm just like, that's wrong. Like, there's a right way and a wrong way to do that thing. You're doing it the wrong way. And then what you wind up getting is everybody does it their own way. No, people don't do it their own way. People do it right or they do it wrong. Right now, you're doing it wrong.
Gotcha.
Where are we here? What's the one thing that your significant other does that you can't stand?
Oh, no.
Wow, damn it, Maury. They say, try to keep it to less than 5.
Great question, Chris.
What is the one thing that your significant other does that you can't stand?
Once again, damn it, Maury, go.
Reloads the dishwasher after I loads it.
Right.
Constantly makes the bed when I feel that it's not necessary to make the bed.
Right.
When we have people coming over to service something in the apartment, he has to clean the entire apartment
right
before they even come over.
Okay.
Pushing my feet away from him when I just want to touch him with my feet.
Right. Wow. He said keep it to less than 5, and you failed.
He just like pulled out the Rolodex.
Yeah. What's the one thing that your significant other does that you can't stand? Mocha, do you have any of these? Is there anything that Jen does that you can't stand?
Oh,
yeah.
If I am telling her a story,
yeah,
and in the middle of my story or we're trying to have a conversation,
mm-hmm.
she will immediately cut me off.
Right.
And start talking. Or she would already know the...
Oh my God, I do that to you too.
Yeah.
She'll already know the answer to, or how the story ends, whatever.
Yes.
And she'll say, oh yeah, and that,
yeah.
And then I'll be like, bro, I'm just trying to tell the story here.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
I agree.
And Dammit Maury does that all the time.
But Dammit Maury does something that's even worse. Dammit Maury commits the worst crime when he interrupts somebody. Because
I thought you were going to fight yourself not to tell people when they're wrong.
Right. Not on the podcast, man. Okay. So,
we got free reign.
Okay, so here's what you do more, and is that I will say, hey, so I was at the mall last night, and you'll go, I know, and that store just opened up, and it's amazing, and I'm like, no, I was at the mall last night, and I was going to tell you a story about that. I ran into a guy that I like hadn't seen in forever. You hear somebody say something, and you take that one thing and run in a completely different direction that has nothing to do with what they were about to tell you, but you assume that that's what you were about to tell you, and then you don't even let them tell you whether it is right or wrong. You just run with it. And I can't tell you the amount of times I've said to you, Maury, I'm like, so I was on my computer last night, and then you go, I know, and then no, and I'm like, no, what I was going to say is that the battery got hot on my lap. Like,
dude, some people do things their own way.
No, that's not doing things your own way. That's the wrong way to do
you're
things.
Guilty of you are guilty of
that, like super guilty of that, and just changing everything. Yeah, so that's the one thing.
This was Ask Roz and Mocha, not crap on Maury.
Well, you asked for it. Does Catherine do anything? Yeah, I will say Catherine does a little bit of that thing that Jenna does. But also, Catherine has very strong opinions about food.
Uh-huh.
And we've come to the realization that it's just best if we don't talk about food.
Huh?
We don't talk about food. The healthy benefits of food, what is good for you, what is not good for you, when you should eat, when you shouldn't eat. We just can't talk about that because we just disagree so much on things, on sort of philosophy.
The only thing that you can agree on is food, eat. That's
right.
It.
Yeah, no, but I know it. I know enough to say, you know, I don't know enough about that to actually have this discussion right now.
Sure.
Where she will just state things as fact,
uh-huh.
Right? Where she's probably wrong. But the problem is I don't know enough about it, so I just tend to lash out, and then we just get into a big disagreement, and I'm like, really, I can't fight about food with you. That's the one thing I'm not gonna argue with food
so
about.
That's
you.
It no so, more food talk.
Yeah, we just don't talk a whole lot about food.
Yeah
that's really that.
Can we do one more?
And if Catherine, if you ask the same thing about Catherine, I'm sure she would have a long list of things that I do. Okay.
A full podcast episode. All right, we'll do one more.
What's something annoying people do that you wish was illegal? Oh, hell. Walking up escalators, pushing the handicap button on a door and waiting for it to open instead of opening it your damn self. Uber, let me tell you this, okay? When I call a car or a taxi or Uber and I'm standing there, and when the guy pulls up, he stops the car where the front of the car is at me, not the back door. And then I have to walk from where I'm standing to the back door of the car to get in.
What, three steps?
When you call a car and you're standing there and I give him the wave,
uh-huh.
When you drive up to pick up the guy who called, you stop the car to where I line up with the back door. You don't stop the car where I line up with the front of the car.
You think that should be illegal?
I think that should be illegal. I'm not sure what the law would be, but I would like to see there be some sort of penalty enforced.
You could make a lot of citizens arrests. Oh, streets for that, man. Ask Roz and Mocha every single week. We will post a picture that says Ask Roz and Mocha at Kiss925 on Instagram. Feel free to ask away, and you may actually join us on a podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss925.
Kiss925.com
or on the Kiss925 app.